Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The Broadway. Project.
The Soul Shaker.
Cut. 10th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team street wrist. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Bush Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the 2nd Annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011. At the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles.
Cost for the function.
Free. Commentated by the icon Jay Blahnik and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vonalore. Know Your Status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1,
$500.
Runway Open to All. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to All Performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the 2nd Annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011 at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201.
Know Your Status.
Talk Radio / Tense or Chops.
This is the Weekend Recap. This is the number one ballroom station where you can get all information ballroom, honey. We're definitely live here on the air. We're definitely going to be recapping everything that happened this weekend. We're going to be recapping Harold Balenciaga Ball this weekend in Washington, D.C. We're going to be recapping the Pendarvis Ball that happened in Detroit. We're going to be recapping Alvarian Prestige Ball that happened in Philly. We're going to be recapping the ball that happened in Florenceville, North Carolina. We're going to be recapping Q Balenciaga's ball that happened in Boston. We're going to be recapping Tone Balenciaga that got canceled in Chicago. And we're going to also be recapping Red Legend Ball that got canceled in New York. Well, the last two balls that I mentioned, they were definitely canceled the day of the ball. The girls didn't have any information or any knowledge about any of this stuff. And, you know, it got canceled. No, girls, I'm not getting on cam tonight, honey. I'm not getting on cam with y'all girls tonight, honey. Because, you know, I might start foaming at the mouth and all types of things with everything that happened over the weekend. And I don't want you girls to see that tonight. So maybe tomorrow, honey. So we're gonna have a lot to talk about tonight, honey. It's definitely going to be a lot to talk about. I got some co-hosts. I'm waiting for my co-host to call in. Rodney's going to get off of work, and he's going to call in. And I also have a special co-host that we're going to have on the night tonight also. I'm waiting for the legendary Mother Nicole to call in, honey, and things. But while we wait, and Red Legend is already on the line, girls, and so we're going to bring him on. But we're going to recap the ball first, and then after we recap the ball, then we're going to bring Red on so he can tell you what he has to say. But I know it's a lot of callers out there that has a lot to say. But let me call my my special co-host for the evening. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get this together, girls. Hold on while I get it together. Okay. Rodney's going to be calling in shortly once he Oh, shit, I did the wrong thing. Hold on, girls. Rodney's going to be calling in shortly once he gets off of work. He's going to be calling in. Hold on, I did the wrong thing. Let me go here. Sorry. Let's get it together. My special calls for the evening. Somebody said there's three sides to every story. What's going on? I was saying it's a hold on. Let me get it together. Hold on. Let me give y'all. I'll be right back. Hold on. Let me call on my red phone and find out. They probably don't know the show's number. So hold on. Let me give y'all a commercial, and I'm going to come right back after these commercial breaks from our sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Von Allure. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team streetwear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And certain other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Okay, we're back. I'm waiting for my co-host to to call me back. I don't know what happened, honey. Oh, I see. Hold on. Switchboard just sent me a message, honey. I see my girlfriend is on the line, all the way from Europe, honey.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like London, wanna go down like Mouth,
European verb. That's the verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello.
Yeah, Calais. Hey, Calais.
How you doing, Miss London?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Okay, Kelly, should I get prepared for these balls, or are they going to be cancelled?
I don't know, honey. I'm waiting for the other co-host to call in, honey. I'm waiting for Rodney. Rodney's at work, and I'm waiting for Nicole to call in. So we can definitely get this madness started, honey. It's a lot, honey. It's too much, honey.
I'm going to need my $1,000 check.
I heard about that, Miss London. I heard about that. But oh my God, it's just so much, honey. Oh well, baby. I want press one. The person just text me on the red phone. Press one for the person that just text me on the red phone. Press one so I can see your number so we can bring you on. But it's a lot. It's so much that has been going on. Red's here, and he's going to explain his side of the story. I don't know. I don't know how I want to play this. I don't know if should we hold on. I'm going to speak. Okay, we're going to start with Friday first. We're going to start with Friday. What happened on Friday? What ball was on Friday? Everything started on Saturday. It was nothing on Friday. Everything started on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everything started on Saturday. All the balls happened on Saturday. And I have, I don't even know where to go with all of this or where to start at. It was just, Harold Ball was on Friday. So we can definitely start with Harold Ball on Friday. I don't really know a lot that happened at Harold's Ball. But I know Harold is on the phone line. So, Harold, would you like to call in? We're here, honey. We're here until 3, so girls, be ready because the show is going to be long. It was a lot of balls. It was a lot of cancellations and all types of things. And they said Jamie's supposed to be on the line because she was a part of the ball that happened on Saturday, everything. Harold, can you please press 1, Harold, because I know you're on the line, Harold, and tell us what happened at your function on Friday, Harold. I would love to know what happened at your ball on Friday, Harold. I don't want to hear from anybody else, Harold. You're on the line. I know you're there and you're listening, Harold. So can you give us a recap of what happened at your ball on Friday, Harold, if you would like to?
Kelly, I got tea that her ball was as dry as turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit. Well, welcome to the radio station, the legendary, iconic father, or Father Harold Balenciaga, is live on the airwaves with us. Harold!
What's up, Kelly? I see you got the little illegal immigrant on the line with you. What's going on?
Hello.
How's everything?
Harold. I know.
How's everything? Please.
What's going on, Harold? How was your function on Friday, Harold?
I mean, it was a nice turnout. We had all the categories. Everything finished. We had some names in the building. You know, the grand prize was dedicated to the memory of Shorty Miyake Mugler, who just passed. You know, as everybody knows, Darius Khan won that. So the schoolboys came out to compete. A few of the big mouth schoolboys like Marquise and Marquise Ivisu Mike Ebony, they didn't make it, though they was talking all the smack. But, you know, the kids that came out, they really brought it to honor Shorty's memory. And, you know, it was a nice function overall. Tony Revlon was there, Rodney, you know, Ricky was in the building. There was quite a few people, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time.
Why did you try to throw a ball before Jamie was throwing one?
My ball was announced well before Jamie's ball was announced in the DC group.
Hello, London.
You're supposed to just sit there and comment, not speculate. And actually, my ball was slated for Saturday night in respect of the fact that Jamie and Red were attempting to do something in New York. I moved the ball to Friday night after conferring with people in D.C. So when you jump on Facebook and you run through the different Facebook groups, I'm quite sure that you saw the post in there where I asked people what day, other than Saturday night, would they like to for the mini ball to be on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, baby, it's definitely going to be a lot.
How was your Thanksgiving, Harold? I know it was perfect.
No, it was wonderful. I had a wonderful time with friends and family. Did you fly back to London?
I'm sorry.
Did you fly back to London?
No, I was actually in New York.
You were in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't get out? Ticket didn't go through?
Well, my boat didn't leave yet.
Oh. Well, you know what?
It's a bad time. I want to thank you, Harold, for definitely coming and telling us what happened at your ball on Friday.
Give me one second really quick. Let me just say something.
Harold,
you
seem really, really pressed.
London. The world doesn't revolve around you. It's not about you. Kelly, let me make a statement really quick. I just want to say this. In regard to a lot that's transpired over the weekend, no one person or house can be responsible for a lot that has for what transpires, but all we can each do is make sure that we do our part. And as far as the House of Balenciaga is concerned, the leadership of the House will be much more active in ensuring that any time a member of our House is putting a ball on, that certain standards and criteria are met in advance to ensure that the ballroom community, you know, isn't preparing for something that doesn't happen or, you know, just doesn't get there, meet the expectations of, you know, what they are coming out for. So I just, you know, want to put that out there, that we as a house are taking our steps. And, you know,
you're speaking on behalf of Tone Cats on his ball, the day of the ball.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I don't know.
Are you going to start walking best dressed?
I'll leave that to Rodney. My brother's done a job with that, so I'm going to leave that to him.
Okay.
Traditionally, I think the House of Balenciaga has a history, for the most part, of putting on very good functions. And, you know, there's been a slip or two along the way, and that happens with every house. But I think that, you know, at this point, what is transpiring is not indicative of what we've done in our history as far as promoters. So, and moving forward, you know what I'm saying, all we can do is take the necessary steps to correct that and ensure that, you know, when it comes to an event that is tied to a member of the House of Balenciaga, that those that choose to participate and support can be confident in knowing that they're going to go and have a chance to compete and have a good time.
Okay. I want to thank you for definitely calling in and giving us a side of your story and telling us about your function. And all I'm going to pitch you back on hold because I know you're going to have a lot more to say once, you know, we get into the nitty-gritty.
Harold, I think you should go back to eating your leftovers because we'll have some business to get down to.
Okay, hold on. We're going to bring our other co-host. He's on the line now. It's the legendary Father.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic overall Father Prodigy. Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's going on, you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Val. Yeah.
Rodney, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly?
Nothing much. Just sitting here, just chilling. We just finished recapping Harold's ball. So if anybody's on the phone line and y'all have any tea about any of these other balls, feel free to definitely press 1 because I know.
Hello,
what,
Rodney.
I know
hey,
what you bring right on that the lines are going
hello,
to be
Kyle,
like.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
I want to be the first to say thanks to Harold for having a ball. Because other than that, my weekend would have been really fucked up.
What happened in Philly? I thought you went to Philly.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a brief recap of my weekend.
Yeah, well, Ronnie, you give us your brief recap, then I'm going to tell you how I feel about the situation, then London can tell you how she feels about the situation, and then we can go into red.
Okay. I'm going to start off on Thursday night. I'll start off on Thursday when I got off work. I was not going to the ball on Saturday, but talking with Caesar and everything, you know, with the ballroom throwbacks and stuff like that. He had already bought a table for the house, and a couple of people wanted to walk. So I was like, okay, well, since the girls, you know, were saying, you know, the fluke about best dress and all that stuff, I said, okay, if I'm going to go all the way up to New York, I'm going to get me something, you know, prepared to walk. So on Friday morning, you know, it was Black Friday, so I woke up early. I called James Kahn. You know, that's my road dog. So he came and picked me up, and we went, you know, shopping all over D.C., and I got the effect for the ball, for the category. So I got that squared away. We did that all day. And then Friday evening, I went to the club, left the club, went to the mini ball, went to Harold's ball, which I had a good time. I want to thank Bam, my father, Tony Revlon, James, and Little James, as well, and Ricky, for keeping me entertained and having fun at the ball. Those special shout-outs mean something, but we'll talk about that later. Then I left the mini ball at 7 o'clock. I went home, got my belongings. I went to the bus station, the Megabus, and got on the bus. Rode all the way to New York, got off the bus, got on the train, got to Brooklyn, got off the train. This was about 2 o'clock. I was heading to the Marriott to check into my room. As I got off the train and got to the street level, I had a message. So I called Caesar, and he tells me, something's funny with the ball. He tried to call the venue. He tried to call Red. I'm not going right. And I'm saying, so I'm like, no. Not after I did all this. Came up to New York. Got to the hotel and everything. So I go into the hotel to get ready to say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm about to cancel my room and just, you know, go to Philly. Or just go back home. I don't feel like even going through it. So as I get in line waiting, all of a sudden I hear someone's talking on the phone. In line, and I look behind me, and it's none other than Red himself. So we were conversing, and I was like, what's going on, you know, saying, with the ball and everything like that. So he begins to explain some stuff, and I was not really understanding, but just trying to, you know, be calm about the situation because I'm already pissed and tired and everything. So I stand there, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting ready to check into my room or counsel my room, whichever one. When I got to the lady, I was going to decide right then. So he commenced to say, you know what I'm saying, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm sorry, you know, we're trying to get another venue. You know, we're on the phone. James on the phone. We're calling around. We got other people working out trying to get other venues and stuff because something happened with the Marriott and different stuff like that. So we continued to talk, and he said, you know what I'm saying, for your, you know what I'm saying, just for you, you know, coming up and do like this, I'll get you a room, you know, here at the hotel for 2 nights, you know, complimentary of me. I said, oh, that would be wonderful. So, you know, he commenced to go up and talk to the people, whatever, so I sit to the side. And then all of a sudden, Sanaya and Caesar comes in, and, you know, we all are just there talking and, you know, trying to get stuff straightened out. And then Jamie comes in, and we're still talking. Everybody's still, you know, still sitting there. 1 hour passed, 2 hour passed. I'm still sitting in the lobby, tired, falling asleep in the chair, waiting for my room, stuff like that. So, you know, the room finally did come through or whatever. But I didn't, you know, I was like, at this point, I'm just kind of over it. I want to leave. So tonight commenced to go in, you know, telling Red, you know, about the situation, about the ball, about, you know, the money shortage, all types of stuff. I mean, she was just really, really going, but she was being straightforward and, you know, just telling him the truth about how the ballroom community is going to take him, how the peers, how the products, how the legends, how everybody's going to perceive him at this point from this day forward, unless you go on with the ball. So Jamie came in. She found the venue. But because it was a smaller venue, it was like he was like kind of testy about wanting to take it. But she was like, you know, since she was doing her best to say, well, we need to take this venue. Let's take this venue. Let's take this venue. He was also offered the building that James and myself had for our ball. That was thrown in the equation from Caesar. And there was a lot of options that he had. But I don't know the gist of the reasons why he did not take those options and go with those venues. So all in all, after we waited and waited and waited and some other transactions happened with them that I'll let them discuss themselves. I'm just telling my recap. So once Caesar and Tanaya got back, I decided I was going to leave. I don't care about the room. I didn't care about anything. I was ready to go. So I went back to the bus and caught the bus and went to Philadelphia. So I got to Philadelphia. I got me a room. I checked in. Now, you know, I had a drink or two or three, and I relaxed until it was time to go to mini ball in Philadelphia. So I get to the ball in Philadelphia, and as I'm going in, I'm hearing the music, and like, you know how you hear the echo off the wall from music? So you know what that means?
It was empty.
Okay. So I go in, go to the bar, just like dealing with it, waiting. You know, a few people came, but that's where it stopped. So we sat in there for a little while. About 30 people was there, and we still had the ball. We still, you know, so I still had my cocktails and stuff like that. So that was my. So after that, the ball was over, and I went back to my hotel and checked out for Sunday, which was Sunday. I called Amtrak, I called Megabus, I called Chinese Bus, everything on Sunday was sold out because of Thanksgiving holidays. Everybody's going home. So I called my brother, man, and told him I was coming to his house, and I went over there, and, you know, we relaxed and chilled and stuff. And then I came home Monday, I went to work, and here I am now.
Okay. Well, that's Rodney's recap of his weekend. Let me give y'all my recap or how it started for me, okay? If anybody knows, for the last, like, 2 months, I was promoting November 26th was going to be the Masters of Vogue category for the $2,000. On that day in Brooklyn, I was doing the Master Vogue, and I also was doing the regular Vogue Femme category for $500. So like a month and a half ago, I think it was, or a month ago, I see that on Facebook I get this invite to Red Legends Ball, like a couple of days before I was supposed to put out my flyer for this ball that I had been working on with Kevin, Legendary Kevin Prodigy, with the category and everything. So once I seen that he had already took the date, I didn't do the ball. I paid it because that ball was supposed to happen. Everybody knows that ball was supposed to happen that Saturday night. I've been promoting that for months. So I paid it. I didn't have the ball. The ball came about just like out the blue. I really didn't have any intentions on, you know, going to the ball. I'm lying. I had intentions on going to the ball. I had no intentions on putting any effort into walking the ball. I spoke with somebody of good faith and good conscience that told me everything was 100. The backing and everything we read was 100 for the function. I spoke with my sister Jasmine, and she changed my mind about going to the ball. She had a long conversation with Red, and she said everything was fine. Go and get it together. So I decided I commenced on getting myself together and getting the kids together. I was going to debut 5 new couturers this night at that ball. Ran around the streets, getting these kids together. Laomi ran around, getting her new hairstyle, getting herself together. I'm helping the new kids, getting them together for this category. Driving back and forth from Jersey, getting people measurement, paying for gas and tolls, coming back and forth from Jersey to get together for this ball. I was coming to break the building down on Saturday. As I'm on my way, leaving out my house, I was supposed to leave out my house that morning at 11 o'clock and go check in my hotel. But God willing, I overslept. I didn't wake up until about 12. Got up, was washed up, got myself together. I'm out in the street. I stopped to go and get my nail color changed on my nails and my feet. As I'm on my way driving to Jersey to pick up my dress, I get a phone call saying that the ball was canceled. Something had happened with the Marriott. And so I'm sitting here and I'm gagging because I'm on my way to Jersey to go get my dress. And now I'm gagging, like, what the fuck is going on? Let me call Red to find out what's going on. I called Red 2 times. He didn't answer the phone. I finally got him on the phone. He tells me, oh, they're switching the ball from the Brooklyn Marriott to the Marriott downtown on West Street. So I say, okay. But he says, I'm going to call you back in 15 minutes to let you know. So I said, okay, well, the ball's going to be switched to the Marriott downtown. So I said, okay, that's better for me. Now when I come back from Jersey, I can just come straight through the Harlem Tunnel and go to the Marriott downtown. I called the Marriott. I changed my reservation from the Brooklyn one to downtown. And so now I'm driving around. Time has passed. Red never calls me back. I called Red all day that day. I never spoke to Red or anything for the rest of the day. The first time I spoke to Red was a couple of hours ago when he called me and told me that he was going to come on the show. So now I called one of my kids that's a manager at a Marriott and have him call the Marriott to find out exactly what's going on in all of this madness. And it was just so much that was going on with this whole Marriott thing and everything. But I'm not going to really get into all of that. I'm just going to bring my son on because he's a manager at a Marriott, and he can explain exactly everything that the people at the Marriott said why we was on the phone with them. Are you there, son?
What's going on, Ma?
What's going on? Now, explain what was said to us while we was on the phone, and then after you explain what was said to us on the phone, then I'm going to bring Red on for him to tell his side of the story. But I was very upset because I spent a whole lot of money on getting effects and everything messed up and, you know, done, and I was very upset about all of this stuff that I had to go through. But, son, tell the story.
Well, Kelly, you forget about me so fast.
I didn't forget about you, London. We're going to come to you, London. We're going to come to you.
First, we're going to go back to when we booked your room. Remember when we booked your room and you told me it was at the Marriott property? And I first told you, if there's a big group or a convention coming in, the employee rate is instantly shut off because we're the last person to get a room at the hotel.
Yes.
So when I seen at the hotel had the rooms available for the employee price, it kind of took me fast. Like, okay, what group is coming in here? And sales left it open because we don't get to control our inventory, we don't control the employee rates, and we don't control group sales or meeting room events. That's all done out of Chicago, Illinois, in the corporate headquarters. So after you booked your room and everything and you called me that day, we spoke with corporate who referred us over to the hotel, and they clearly stated, and we looked in the six-month calendar too, there was never a signed contract for that ball that day. So evidently something's going on. If he has a contract and he paid Marriott their deposit, he needs to go get him a lawyer and sue Marriott then. But from what corporate says and the hotel management, he never had a signed contract or negotiated a rate with them at all.
Well, y'all
have I have a quick question.
I already know where you're going, Rodney. Do you want to know exactly why did the Marriott put out that sign if he didn't have a contract? I know where you're going, Rodney.
Right.
When I spoke with them, they got sick and tired of people coming to the hotel looking for this event, calling for the event on the phone, and it was tying up the people that was at the front desk, and so that's why they put the sign at the bottom of the escalator so people will stop coming to the hotel and asking for this event because it was tying up the employees.
Because it's four stories that came by. I got another story that it was the Marriott. Then there was no staff for the Marriott. Another thing with Marriott, when we do our scheduling, month schedule, we have what's called emergency pool, which has a total of 20% of our monthly hours in it for events like this. If there's an emergency, we can bring staff in. Every hotel has to have 1,000 of emergency hours on staff. If you're having a ball at a ballroom, what staff do you need? If not, was he getting food and catering?
Well, we don't know, son, but we're going to place you back on hold, and we're going to bring Red Legend on for him to tell his side of the story. Okay, Si?
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess I'll save all my questions for
now. Go ahead, London. Go ahead. Say what you have to say, London, then we're going to bring Red on. I'm sorry. I'll be forgetting about you, London. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, I'm basically distraught. I had to tell my family that I couldn't have a dinner party with them. And I was there in New York, standing there cold and scared. Kelly, I wanted to contact you, but I know I'm just so afraid. I'll just save the rest of my questions for Red.
Okay. Red, you're live on the air.
I'm here. When I picked Jamie up from the airport, we went straight to the hotel, you know, to make sure that everything was going to be set up a certain way. When we got there, one of the individuals at the front just said that in their system, they're showing that there was the ballroom was being occupied, but it wasn't showing in the front desk system, which we knew like something was kind of crazy with that. So I was waiting to see to talk to the sales manager who I was dealing with, and we didn't do that for like an hour or so. One of the main managers in the hotel came to us and said, "Well, we don't have a contract for this particular ballroom for tonight." And I was wondering, like, how could there not be a contract when, you know, I signed the contract to get the ball. And again, I had worked with Marriott before on a few things. I said, I had a contract signed and I paid money for the venue itself. So then he and I went back and forth about that.
I'm sorry, Rad.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't mean to cut you off, but are you telling me that a start today was the first day of you getting the venue?
No. I had been working with the sales department for a little over 2 months on this. I haven't worked with them. And I worked with, and even up until that Tuesday, I had been working with the sales department on making sure that, you know, we were squared away with the venue, which was no problem. Again, like I said, I had worked with them before, so I never had a problem with them, with Marriott, for any reason whatsoever, whether guest room or
ballroom, security, anything. I never had an issue with them. So I didn't think that this would be an issue either. So
when was the first time that you actually went there?
No, I had been there a few times before that, leading up to that. Like I said, the last time I was there was that Tuesday, the Tuesday that just passed. You know, I was there. That was the last time I was there up until Saturday because everything was fine. In my, according to my estimation, everything had been okay. So I didn't think of anything about it because, like I said, I had history with them. I didn't have to worry about it. I never had to worry about it before. Nevertheless, the front desk manager said, "Well, you have a certain number of rooms accounted for." So she's like, "My only job is to make sure that you get your rooms that you paid for in advance, you know, and we'll square that away, not a problem." And even with that, we were there from 11:30, but we didn't get into the rooms until 6:30. So we were like, "Well, what's going on with the rooms? You know that we had these rooms. You know, I was wondering why they weren't ready." So the story kept changing. That the other manager was saying, "Well, okay, well, you know, we have the contract, but we're not going to be able to accommodate this particular event for whatever the reason." And, you know, I was there, Jamie was there, and another young lady, Lisa Cunningham, was there, and we were trying to figure out what was the reasoning behind them not being able to accommodate the particular event that we were having. And I was trying to get them to really articulate why they couldn't accommodate this particular event. So one of the guy, again, Eugene was his name, was the manager, the main manager there. He called the sales manager that I was dealing with on the phone. And this was, you know, it was like maybe 2 or 3 hours into it. And she was trying to explain to me, well, you know, I wasn't under the impression that I didn't know that there was this drag event happening, and we just want to make sure that we are, you know, we have the amount of staff necessary to cover the event. And she said, "There's nothing wrong with having a drag event, but you know, we're under the impression somehow they found out that it was a drag ball or whatever. Not that, you know, they said it wasn't a problem. It's just that they weren't fully staffed to the degree that they could be able to handle such an event."
Maria, not to cut you off. If the marriage just sit there and told you, basically in so many words, that they stopped your event because it was a gay or drag show.
No, not necessarily gay or drag show. Because she said like it was not that it was a problem having the drag ball. It was just the fact that, you know, she wanted to make sure that there was double security or triple security or whatever that was needed and the extra staff to, you know, to accommodate the event.
But the thing about it, if they have your contract, they have to let you go, and they can't stop you after you have a signed contract to collect your money. And then on top of that, the general manager is saying, "You don't have a contract. You never signed one."
So initially he said that, but then again, after that, that's when he came back and he was like, "Well, okay, we see that you have a contract," but then he was coming up with all different kinds of excuses to say that, well, something is wrong with the contract. Then there was nothing wrong with the contract. Then he was saying, "Well, we just can't fully accommodate the event. We'll have to postpone it, and we'll be able to accommodate the event. You know, we'll be fully staffed for the event," or whatever the case was. And then they were like, "Well, if we can't fully accommodate the event, we'll try to see if the other Marriott will help to accommodate the event." The one at West Street was fine because they were saying, "Well, we'll help you. We'll accommodate you." The district manager was even there, and he said, "Well, there's no reason why we can't accommodate this particular event."
I think this is rubbish. I'm totally sorry, but I just don't understand. And what I want to say is, like, I didn't want to come to your ball because I didn't know who you were. You showed up out of the blue. You never had a commercial or any flyer, any advertisement. And when I was there, I would like to be reimbursed because when I was there, they actually kicked me out of the hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, they kicked me out. I didn't get to see the sign. I showed up early. But, yeah, they kicked me out. And
London, hold on. Lance finished telling his story because my phone. Everybody, please stop texting my phone. I'm going to come to the callers. I'm going to come to all the callers because there's a lot of callers that we have on the phone line. I'm going to come to y'all. Hold on. Let me go get the other co-host. She just called in. And then we're going to go back to Red, and we're going to let Red finish talking. Then we're going to go to the co-host. Then we're going to go to all the callers that's on the phone line because it's so many people that's calling. All the questions that's coming through in the chat room, y'all girl, if y'all got a microphone on y'all computer, y'all can press the chat thing at the top, and y'all can call in here, and y'all can say what y'all got to say yourself. I'm not reading no questions out the chat room, okay? Y'all call in here yourself. Let me bring Nicole on, and then we're going to let Red finish talking, and then we're going to go to Nicole saying what she got to say, London saying what he got to say, Rodney saying what he got to say, and then we're going to go straight into all the callers. Hey, Nicole, you're live on the air. Go ahead, Red. Finish telling your side, and then we're going to go into the co-host, and then we're going to go into all the callers because there's so many people with their hand up. They got something to say. Well, go ahead, Red. Finish telling your side.
Okay, I'll make it brief. But we were trying to work with the West Street Marriott because it was right across the bridge. They were going to accommodate us. The general manager, the district manager, actually happened to be there that day, and he was saying, "Well, we'll accommodate you. It's not a problem." You know, and we were going from there. A few minutes later, you know, they called us back, and they were saying that, well, we called the Brooklyn Marriott, and we are not going to be able to accommodate the event that you're having. I don't really know the exact reason why, but that was what happened. So then we were trying to find, you know, plan B, C, and D venues just so that we could have the event. And it had gotten to the point where I was like, well, I was like, let's just, you know, let's go ahead and postpone it and, you know, push it back. Not a problem because we'll get a proper venue. I didn't want to diminish what I saw in my head for the night. I didn't want to, to tone it down. I didn't want to have a venue that was not going to be large enough to accommodate the people that were coming. And that was the thing. I know other people had questions because, and then I'll let Nicole speak, because people were under the impression, you know, when we were talking about advanced tickets, that people felt like, well, we were trying to take money from people, but aside from the two handfuls of people who purchased tickets online, everybody pretty much got in contact with me to say, well, I want to buy tickets or tables. So everybody who was getting advanced tickets or tables were only advanced tickets and tables on paper because I refused to take any money from anybody until I was able to physically exchange the tickets and the tables, you know, for their money. So I was telling people to come between 3 and 5, and I would square them away and get them. That was another way for us to get people there early. That was another thing. But as far as advanced ticket sales, we didn't take any money from anybody. So, I mean, nobody lost anything. You know, I just want to make that clear because I think that people were under the impression that we were taking money from people. That was not the case. But go ahead, Nicole.
Everybody lost everything. Kelly lost all her money. Everybody lost everything, Ray. I'm gonna tell you this. I've been I just met you, you know, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen you around or whatever. Your presence, poof, from out of nowhere. I'm not sure about that. Just like I'm gonna be real honest so that I won't stutter. I'm not sure about that shit that you're saying right now, with all due respect. Because let me finish, because I listen, and Kelly, I've been on this show. I've been on the line the whole time. And like, because I felt like before I come and say something to an event that I knew that I was not going to put my head into and go into like that because it came out of left field, let me listen to what was going on. I think it's all bullshit. This is my opinion. I think it's bullshit, Red, because for such a high-profile ball, to be so high-profile as the way you were when we spoke the last time, the amp, Rodney was going to walk best dressed again. The ampness of that you put into it, the red carpet, everybody's texting me, the red carpet, the whole show, this and that. I wish everybody well that went to the thing. I think a lot of people lost from it because such a high profile ball. It should have been all arranged and down packed, and everything should have been finished and signed the day of. Nothing should go on the day of. If they did business like that, you ought to need to get with them, and you should have a problem with the people who you did business with, because the day of, the day of when James and them Bull was canceled, it was a couple of days before. I can get with that. The day of, you had half of my house kids was there ready. Half of everybody, should I say, was looking forward to going and winning this money that they thought that came from the sky out of cashier checks. They were going to go get their cashier checks. The day of was total canceled. Then Rodney said earlier, to make it better, was that there were options so that it can't go. Oh, I'm hurt that girl. It's options so that the ball can still go on, and it did not. There was no effort put in. Everybody, her gown went to waste. The gas was over. London was cold. Rodney was freezing and was stuck. And everybody, Thanksgiving was crushed. It was crushed after this because everyone looked forward to going and walking. And I think that's I really want you to really tell, like well, you know, what was you doing? Did you think that did you have somebody under the table or something that reassured you? I mean, how does this work? Like, how did it work? Because I didn't give a ball. I'm not a ball promoter. So I want to ask, how does it work? I mean, is you in a contract with them when you do such a place? The Marriott, right off the Brooklyn Bridge? Oh, my God. So, I mean, how does that work? The day of, they just shunned us out and there's nothing and that's just that?
No, apparently so. I mean, there was really.
Oh wow! You don't have a problem with them after that?
I have a major problem with the fact, and we'll be working out, you know, a lot of details and working out what needs to happen from here, you know, in order to repair the relationship if it can be repaired, you know. As far as I have a lawyer, you know, to contact them as well to figure out, you know, what went wrong, what happened.
After you are confiscated, whatever, you're going to figure out what was wrong. Are the people that were supposed to come, and they were, this is $1,000. You said that there's not even no ballroom people were on the panel because of the high celebrity. I am so disappointed in you, Red Desmond. I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed, and I also am disappointed in us as us ballroom leaders, and us, we were flopping behind anybody that comes out and say that they got a bunch of money. Here we go, flopping to their balls, thinking that we can trust everybody, and now we're gagging. We need to take responsibility for our own thing, too, because we shouldn't fall into nothing that's in 2 months. No $2,000 ball, $20,000 ball comes about in the Marriott, 5 o'clock, red carpet, Kelly and her photos, in 2 months. And so we should be also upset at ourselves because we was boom-bazzled. And that's what it was to me, boom-bazzled. And a lot of us, thank God to James Caan, a lot of us just didn't buy it. You know, you just don't buy stuff. Tony, you don't just buy it. And they came, that Andre, they came all. There were so many people, and there were so many other people that didn't, but there were so many people that you had that was buying your story. And unfortunately, it all just was a story. And now everybody is devastated. I'm not going to sit up here and be bashful to you because I wasn't one that was buying it. Because I don't believe that somebody that comes out and we don't know where you was. Nice job for the $1,000 at James Ball. Cute at the Rogue Night for $500. I appreciate it. But I'm not going to sit out and throw my whole life into every time somebody says they got $2,000 or $1,000 ball, red carpet, we're in a fabulous hotel, Brooklyn, a bunch of faggots, we all running around, you know, with coke, drugs, all types of stuff and everything, all in there. I mean, I'm not going, and I don't appreciate it. Just I'm speaking for the ballroom community and a lot of people. I don't appreciate that because that hurts the people that they hurt their pockets. We're in an economy where we can't afford this. And if they got off with craft, they got off by the skin of their motherfucking teeth. Because that's that's hard to do.
Right.
That's really hard to do. So now a lot of people was upset. Kelly lost so much money, and she ain't rich, y'all. Nowhere near it. That would be Jasmine. She still have no fucking money. So she's on the highway back and forth. Girl, I got to pay this toll. I'm like, you're paying tolls. Where's the confiscation to Rodney? Poor baby. I have to kick it with Rodney because Rodney was coming to walk best dressed. They ridiculed him and he was coming back. That's still, I just think that it was whack. And if you had an option of having it still, maybe you should have went forward like they did when they changed their venue, even though they were nervous and knew that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't come way to the Bronx, but it still was done. And this was never done. Now, Kelly promoted. She was on this radio. She talked for fucking 2 fucking months, and she was walking face. She's getting this, and this is going to be her this and her house and her the new kids and no, nobody. Derek was walking the old way. They were coming. And it didn't happen. James Icon was calling around, and it didn't happen. And these people were, that cost money. That cost money, and they have jobs. And that's not fair. It's not fair. Yes. And it's not fair to this ballroom community. And we people that's listening need to stop. Every time somebody say $1,000, if it can't be verified, then you need not be a part of it. Everybody's trying to jump in. It's Jasmine's fault. They all trying to jump in on the boat ride of recreating something and doing something and da 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 da. Like that. Jasmine did it from somewhere different, and it works. Wherever you're doing it from, it ain't working though. These kids are getting their money. It's a lot of controversy behind Jasmine, but they got it. Because her heart has come a different place. You can't come with men thinking you're going to get some manpower by throwing out some cash and then don't give the cash because now the girls are gagging and ready to kick ass because they broke.
Okay, hold on, Nicole. Let somebody else get in there. Somebody else needs to block me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, Red, the tea beforehand was that you had the money beforehand, before the ball, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why didn't you just give the houses a little bit of, like, commissary? It was only, like, two or three houses there. You did it at balls. You kind of did it, yeah, you know?
Someone else made that suggestion as well, but At that point, I was worried about, you know, getting the rooms and making sure that the guests were able to get into the room. I wasn't really focused on. In hindsight, it's 2020, but I really wasn't focusing at that point on making sure that the houses or the people who came were compensated in some way because we were trying to make it happen. We were trying to still make it, you know, make it go on. And the reason why I said, well, let's just go ahead and postpone it because everything that we were trying wasn't working out. And I didn't want to move to a venue that was so small or a venue where people would have to go so far and not be prepared, and then everybody wouldn't know. There were a lot of things.
However you look at it, the girl still didn't know. Let me tell you something. This is how I feel about the situation.
Okay.
Everybody's put in the situation on Red. Yes, it's Red fault, but y'all have to look at the situation. And I don't care what anybody says. I had many calls and many things, and many people said many things about the situation. Okay? This was Red and Jamie's ball, not just Red. Red's name was up there, and so was Jamie. So both of them going to take the heat for this fucking ball. I don't know if he paid Jamie for her name or not. They both going to take the heat for this motherfucking ball, okay? I feel that you and Jamie both, not 20 minutes after the ball was supposed to already start, because y'all said the ball was going to start at 7, okay? Y'all did not, it was not a post up or anything about this ball being canceled until 45 minutes in to 7 o'clock, and the ball was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. Girls was already getting their face painted. Girls is already traveling already. Y'all knew this from hours ago, okay? At 2 o'clock, when y'all was trying to make other arrangements for other things, it should have been something up on your page, along with Jamie Page, letting the girls know exactly what was going on so the girls didn't get any miscommunication. Because I would have been very upset, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be 100% honest. If I did not get the phone call from Sonia, my cousin, and Caesar to let me know exactly what was going on at 2:30 that afternoon, I would have been in Jersey picking up my dress, picking up my other kids' outfits and stuff. I'd have been on my way to the hotel. I'd have been checked into the room, getting my face done. I would have been highly upset, okay, because when I get into face diva mode, I don't answer my phone. I don't look on Facebook or anything. I would have been highly upset to be upstairs in that room with that makeup artist and came downstairs to that lobby of that hotel and they told me that the motherfucking ball was fucking canceled. Somebody would have got their motherfucking ass whooped because I was already mad. I already spent thousands of dollars getting looks and effects together for people to walk best dressed, for them to walk runway, for them to walk face, for me to walk face and everything, and then I still had to shell out another $150 to get my makeup done. I would have been highly upset. I think that y'all should have been told earlier to let somebody know that this ball was not happening. Then I see here in the chat room the girl saying that y'all didn't even hit the commentator up to let him know the ball was canceled. They found out secondhand. I think that was ridiculous. I think it was horrible. The only reason that I 100% started getting myself together and getting my kids together for this ball because I spoke with my sister Jasmine. And Jasmine said you was a go. You was good. You told her that you worked at the Marriott. You was the event coordinator for the Marriott. And all of these other things, when all of these girls had over 500 different topics and all types of different things saying about you in these different chat rooms on Facebook, all these different ballroom chat rooms, I was not going to go to the ball. And so my sister said, Kelly, I spoke to him. I know who he is. I remember him from back in the day. And you told her this whole dream and this whole story, and then it did not come to play. I think that was horrible. I think was fucked up. And then I hear that we were supposed to be getting paid with cashier checks and all of these different things and all of that.
That's not true.
All of these different, well, this is what I heard. The
where's the CEO?
Or traveler checks and all these different things. I don't think any of that was right. I don't think that flies at all. I think both you and Jamie, because Jamie put her part out and said all of this started when you picked up from the airport and she got to the hotel, that's when all of this started falling apart around 11 o'clock that morning. I think same statements and everything should have been put out so the girls could have been on hold and girls not coming to the hotel. Luna made a video with him and his kids down there at the hotel. I think all of that could have been ceased, that nobody had to come there, and somebody would have put out a statement and said, going on, and let's get it together, and then we're going to hit y'all girls back up. Nobody did that. It's a 7:45. The ball was also already supposed to be started.
Where's the CEO?
I'm waiting for a red
Wait.
Alert. Who
you're an event
that?
Planner
who
for Marriott?
I'm sorry?
You're an event planner for Marriott?
No, I'm not an event planner for Marriott. I do private events, and I work with Marriott closely on a lot of different events.
Is that the legendary promoter?
Let me tell you my opinion. This is my another opinion that I have. If you ever having a ball ever again, which I don't think you should because none of the girls is going to believe you and none of the girls is going to want to come out, okay? When you have a ball, and I learned a lot of things, and I have to say this, I have learned a lot of things from my sister Jasmine, and I also have to say I learned a lot of things from Andre. When you are having a ball someplace, and if you're not from that state, you should be there at least a week in advance. Have walkthroughs of your venue with the people, know where everything's going to be set up, how everything is supposed to be done. All of that should have been done at least a week in advance, and you should know all of this stuff. Contracts and all of that stuff should be signed before anything.
That's why I know.
Right.
Marcus,
what?
Is Marcus on his phone?
Hold on, we need to get to call the chat. Because I'm still upset, bitch. I got this brand new motherfucking gal, all this motherfucking costume jewelry. I took out my motherfucking $500 motherfucking body weight motherfucking Brazilian motherfucking hair to put in some new motherfucking hair to put in another $500 for a motherfucking hair, bitch, to all of them get shot the fuck down to have to go in a fucking movie and see motherfucking Twilight with my motherfucking kids.
We were bamboozled. We were bamboozled.
So now with Megan Monday and you said that you took care of what steps have you taken against the Marriott since they canceled your event? Did you get your money back?
They are in the process of making sure that I get all my money back. That's not an issue. They're doing everything.
Okay. So why did they? Because I heard you. Why did they stop it?
If the check don't go through, you don't get money. Period.
Okay, London, but I want to ask Red. So they told you on the day of the ball, no faggots allowed.
Well, it wasn't that kind of situation. It wasn't. I don't think it was a discriminatory kind of thing. I think it was more so they were trying to protect their venue. Because they had heard some, apparently from what the sales manager was saying to me, that they wanted to make sure that they had enough staff to protect the venue and protect the other guests, you know, and make sure that everything was covered. That was the gist of what I was getting from her.
They didn't do that at the beginning of that day. If once you signed the contract and you already explained to them what kind of event it was from the beginning. So I already knew what type of staff, what type of security, and what type of everything they would need to take care of the venue.
Box number two on the sales contract. What type of event?
Hold on, y'all. Because I don't want the switchboard to crash because a lot of girls is pressing one. Let's go through some of these callers, and then we're going to come back to our conversation.
Thing,
we have a whole lot of callers, so hold on. Okay? 201-996, you're live on the air.
Hello?
The air.
Hey, I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm Mark. My name is Mark. And Red, I'm telling you right now, I think you're full of shit. I think the whole thing was a Ponzi scheme from the beginning. You never had nothing going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think nobody even knows you. So the fact that you were throwing this thing was all a crock. I think you're completely full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that you throw, nobody else is going to come to. I wasn't coming in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched people, legendary icons, take their venue from one venue to the clubhouse on 122nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched this for years. You put them at another venue. You're full of shit. And anything else that you throw, trust me, anybody I know won't be there.
Thank you, Mark. And I want to definitely thank Mark because, like I said in that chat room in Ballroom Institute, it was over 500 comments. And I hope all of you girls that have comments that y'all made on Facebook, y'all was able to pick up the phone and y'all call in here like Mark just did. Because everybody has something to say in that room. I hope all of y'all pick up the phone and y'all call in here. But I'm really upset because it was legend, like Mark said, it was legendary icon, Sim Queens, that was getting themselves together for this ball, and they was coming out for that $1,000. Coming.
Yeah.
Come on, we got another caller. 704-907, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all, it's Marcus.
There you go. I wanted to ask you a question. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Red. This is Marcus. I'm Escada. And I want to be first to let you know that I've defended you online. However, I'll give a little bit of my background really quick. My first job out of college is working for PDC Productions in Norman, Oklahoma, as an event planning company. So I'm going to ask you some questions because I feel as though now I've put my neck out on the line for you, like spoke on your behalf, and I really feel as though some of the dangerous things aren't true. First off, if you signed a contract with the Marriott, what was, you don't have to get specific, but what were the details in regards to you renting out the space? Because, I mean, as in, you were paying a certain amount for the venue. I don't want to know that, but I'm pretty sure you had a food and beverage minimum. What was that food and beverage minimum?
Actually, no. We had no food and beverages involved in the contract. We only had the ballroom. We had some guest rooms.
So you were selling tables, correct? What were you going to put on the tables?
On the tables were going to be pizza pieces on the tables, baskets on the tables.
Where were you getting the baskets from? Because I want to be clear. Hotels like the Marriott, no venue is going to let you bring anything in. No one's going to let you bring food in, especially not a Marriott. They're definitely not. I mean, it's to the point to where, like, I'm working on the Carolina Awards now. Anything that I want to bring in, like, they're very specific in what we can bring in. Most things have to come from them. The next question is, now, in regards to your contract, there's normally something called, like, a force majeure, which basically means the hotel has the right and the discretion to cancel at any point, but the only things that really cover that are acts of God, like the hotel burnt down, or like the employees began to strike, and it would have to be to the point to where they would have to make a reasonable attempt to be able to replace that. When did you sign your contract? You said within 2 months.
No, I signed the contract Yeah, a little over, almost 2 months before.
Okay, so this is my question. And when the amount that was due, you did you make one payment or did you make a initial deposit and then separate payment?
No, I made half a payment initially up front, and then the finished payment, the rest of the payment was due just before the event.
What do you mean just before?
They said that either on or before the date of the event, they
want to TJ, I got this. TJ, I got this. TJ, let's just do it a little more. Let's do it a little more classy than that. Essentially, not just the Marriott, any hotel is not going to allow you to come into their ballroom that they rent out for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Especially somewhere like the Brooklyn Marriott, I'm pretty sure that food and beverage minimum would be at least $10,000. Because they can, they'd rather not be open than, you know, rent the space out for a smaller amount. The other alarming part was you had a really big event going on, and there was no room, like there was no negotiated room rate for us to think. So if you were having this ballroom, the grand ballroom, which I'm pretty sure can hold, you know, at least 800 or 900 or 1,000 people, and you had negotiated room rates, why weren't we offered a room rate, you know, like when you call in, mention this code to get a discounted room rate? That would have been negotiated in your contract, so you wouldn't have had to pay for rooms. You'd have actually gotten credit for the rooms that were booked in your block, and then your staff would have been able to stay for free. So was that,
all
I mean,
the rooms were accounted for, and they gave us a group rate, but the rooms were accounted for. I didn't expect anybody else, you know, expressed to me that they needed
we've been bamboozled,
and they would need a room under my block. Because they would have been accommodated.
That's
nobody
what I wanted, Ms.
Marcus. Well, I mean, okay.
All right, thank
so,
you, Marcus. You tried.
I got one last question. I'm sorry. So at this point, what are they? What has the Marriott essentially? I mean, this is the other question. You have a copy of the contract, correct?
Yeah.
And when you came to the venue with the contract, what was the setup time they had set up? Because I know you were saying you were starting at 8 o'clock. So at 2 o'clock, they probably should have already been setting up, correct?
They said that, well, when I got there, they said that we had ample time to set up because the only thing they were doing was putting up the stage and the runway and the tables. That was all they were doing. And they were putting water on the tables because we did not get the food and beverage. I mean, the food and beverage option, but the water was being supplied by them. But we were also bringing in, you know, bottles of sparkling cider and stuff that they allowed us to bring in. And they allowed
right.
us to
now, they
in.
Might would have allowed that, but I meant like food-wise because, I mean, you were selling tables for $200.
Right.
They wouldn't have, like, really. I mean,
question,
almost to the point where you can.
My question is, this is my question. I have another question. Thank you, Marcus. I got one more question. So if all of this stuff was being brought in and all of this stuff, you was already at the hotel. Where was all this stuff at?
Well, I didn't expect to be there from 11:30 until 6:30 p.m. And all we had to do, it was a matter of shipping it from where it was at my house to the Marriott, and I don't live far from there.
Okay, so now you said from shipping it from the Marriott to where it was at. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the legendary icon, Overall Mother Sanaya Ebony. She was supposed to come on the line. But I don't know what happened. She must have fell asleep. But they said that they went to your house because you said that you had money at your house, and then you didn't even have keys to get into your own house.
Oh, shit. No, it's a property that my parents own, that I own with my parents. And the reasoning, like I was saying, I didn't expect to be there from 11:30 to 6:30 p.m. because my parents had, you know, I gave the key to my mom so that she could get in and out of the house. And I didn't expect to be there all day because she was going to wait for me, and she had somebody on standby to help me to move the stuff out and bring the stuff to the Marriott. That's why she had my key.
Okay, so now if the Marriott would have told, now if all of this stuff happened, all of this stuff went along, okay,
right,
and everything happened, and then around 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, the Marriott said, okay, we're going to let you in there. You still never had keys to get the stuff for the tables.
I was making arrangements for that to happen.
He's trying. Give it up. He's trying.
Hold on. We have the legendary pioneer icon. Oh, wait, hold on before we go to London said she had something to say. She just hit me on Facebook. Go ahead, London, and then I'm going to bring the legendary pioneer, Chanel International, on the line. Go ahead, London. Say what you got to say.
I just want to say, as they say in the chat room, he's actually pussyfucking right now. The venue, I got tea that they threw kiki balls there, so they have no problem with gay people.
Getting. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing of prejudice.
I don't think it has anything to do with the venue. I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think we all sitting here asking questions. Andre Rodney, I'm sorry. We were bamboozled. It's our fault. It's your fault. We let people just fly in from Delaware and we say 2000. It's no shade, London. You came from France.
Right.
And London.
Yes.
And that's that. It's that. That's that. We keep asking questions. Marcus is a promoter. Andre, you've been doing balls. You can bring RR on now, Kelly.
Hello, everyone. Hello, London, Rodney, everybody. I've been listening from the beginning, and Red, you and I talked during the week, and I told you that, you know, shit happens, but I'm sitting here and I'm listening to everything that's going on. And, you know, you're not dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Okay, and at the end of the day, what it boils down to is when you're playing with the big boys, this is what's going to happen. Because, like, you know, this community has been smacked in the face so many times with high-profile functions that we're at the point now where, you know, enough is enough. So, you know, I'm not trying to be shady towards you because, you know, that I have respect for you. But maybe you jumped into a pool that you weren't ready to swim in, and instead of just owning up to saying, you know what, I bit off more than I could actually chew, and, you know, I apologize to the ballroom community, you know, the more you continue to elaborate on the situation, you're making it seem even worse than what it really probably was. And at the end of the day, listen to me, Desmond. At the end of the day, you know, when I spoke to you in the beginning, when you asked me to judge, I told you because I know your record from when you were a Prada and I know you from that period of time, I knew that you were capable of producing such a magnitude function. And with me knowing that, I was willing to, you know, judge the function for you. And I said to you, I would give you my support just as the other gentleman said. And I put myself out there to support you 100%. I'm not jumping ship on you with this conversation, but what I'm saying to you right now is you need to allow the ballroom community to vent what they feel because at the end of the day, I did not know you had other options besides the Marriott promising you another hotel, getting the venue that James and Rodney had, and also what other venues were offered to you. I think what you need to realize is that people are devastated.
They're
really devastated to the point where they believed once again that there was a tooth fairy and there was no money under the pillow. Okay? And at the end of the day, Desmond, you have to own up to what you did. And I really believe in my spirit, that you didn't finalize your work at the Marriott. And that's why your event didn't go through. I do know that your guest appeared at the Marriott that was supposed to be there. And I do know that the designer that was putting on the show, who I spoke to yesterday, was supposed to put on the show. But
yes, but we can get into that too. Because the only reason the designer that was doing the fashion show knew that the ball was canceled because I was at his house picking up my dress and I told him that the ball was canceled. He didn't know until I told him.
And in the same token, Desmond,
he even got a call that the ball was canceled. He was at his house packing up his stuff, and I was picking up my dress, and he was about to leave out the door and come to the ball, and he didn't even know the ball was canceled.
And at the same token, if Jasmine had not called me to ask me what was going on with the event, that was at 4:35.
Right.
I didn't know that the event had been canceled, and we were bringing out, as I told you, some of the new kids for the new New York chapter, and they were coming to walk and open up the new chapter for New York, you know. So therefore, whoever was on your public relations team that was helping you plan this event, you had enough people that you could have delegated to send an email blast out to everybody, to send out a Twitter blast to everybody. There were enough people on your team that was riding with you to start this that could have contacted enough people that could have gotten the word out. And
right.
even if you couldn't have had it at the Marriott, and that space up in the Bronx was feasible to have it at, but all you would have had is tables. Due to the inconvenience, you could have gave free tables, charged everybody $25 to get in, give out your cash, and you would have still had a name. But right now, the kids are so devastated that they don't want to hear anything that you have to say, really, because it's not adding up. So at the end of the day, all you really need to do is listen. Take heed to what they're saying and take a deep breath, and maybe a year from now when you really, really, really get it together and the kids have forgotten about it a little, because the kids will forget, because, you know, we are a forgetful and forgiving community after
all. We ain't all going to forget. Baby, I'm so pissed off. I'm not letting the girls forget, and I'm going to keep making it. The next time a bitch think that they're going to have a $10,000 or $20,000 ball, bitch, I'm going to make sure I make a commercial and say it's not Jasmine Couture, which I don't think you girls should go.
But that goes back to saying what I said a few weeks back on Nicole's show. Nicole, do you remember me telling you that they need to form a committee for these people who are having a ball over $1,000? There should be a committee to make sure that those funds are available 2 weeks before the ball, and they need to see those funds, and there needs to be a treasury that can also have access to making sure those funds are secured before the function.
Because
That's what makes it, because you did. You went back and you said all that. But that's what makes it our fault, because I like what you just said. You sealed the deal. And I think what R.R. said to you, Desmond, is exactly the way it is. We were boom-bazzled. You bit more than you can buy. You should have. And you should just apologize. Because, everybody, Kelly is completely mad. She get her shit made. So when you making stuff and you paying coins and you're doing that, I love you so much. He said exactly, just quiet, child, please. Nobody's listening to that. And what he suggested before is what we should do to protect ourselves so that this won't happen and we won't have to be all up here and everybody on the phone line at 1 o'clock in the morning ready to attack, because they got ready and nothing happened.
Well, hold on, because we still got a lot more calls. You stay there with us. 404-483, you're live on the air. 404-483, okay, they're gone. 718-513, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Andre, Ball DVD, Ms. Rahi. Hey, how's everybody?
Ball DVD, Ms. Rahi.
Hey, yeah. But you know what? I was gonna say a few things to Red, but I think everybody covered that. But you know what? Everybody needs to read you for filth, because the bottom line is, whether your contract came through or not, somebody has to be accountable, and you're accountable regardless to whether your ball went on or not. And you know, I didn't even I was just wondering, like, you know, I threw a ball before, but I know when I came to the ball I had my signed contract in my hand, so I could show whoever that I came in contact with, yo, this is my night. You know what I mean? I didn't hear you talk about runways. I didn't hear you talk about trophies. You know what I mean? It was like your story was really empty. But you know, everybody covered that, but I do want to say one thing to Marcus Escada and Deshaun Evisu, who wanted to take up for you on Facebook with their Facebook posts. And I want to say to them, I don't know why y'all came to Red's defense when Red didn't even come to his own defense on Facebook. Y'all wasn't right. And everybody who bought an outfit, everybody who booked a flight, everybody who prepared for this ball, you have a right to read. You have a right to vent whatever it is that you want to say. And Red, you need to listen to it, because you're responsible. And I know, Red, you thrusted yourself into the spotlight of the ballroom and it comes with a lot of life. But there's a flip side. When you fuck up, the girls come for you, because there's been a time where I was on Walk For Me Wednesdays and I got read for like 14 pages long, and they ripped me to shreds. It happens. It happens to all of us. It happens to RR. It happens to Tony. It happens to Jack. Everybody gets their day, and baby, today is yours. So
yeah,
you know what I mean. You just gotta live with that.
Andre.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Do you send via UK?
No. Oh yeah, I do send via UK.
I wanted the DVD from Red's Ball. I wanted to see if you caught me outside.
You know what? You can log on to www.balldvd.com and, you know, do your thing, and baby, I'll send you the function.
Thank you, Andre. Lucky that you at the best in
sight.
Hold on, the next
one.
It's 104-502. You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody, this is Carla Mizrahi from North Carolina, and I just want to say hey to Kelly, you know, hey, Nicole, hey, everybody online.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything everybody had to say, especially Nicole, because I do feel like it is a lot of people's fault. When you do come, you know, running because you hear it's $2,000, you have to look at it like this. The stars who are supposed to be the guest stars, when you follow them on Twitter and look at them, nobody mentioned anything about the function or them even attending.
Oh, shit.
And
okay.
I feel like, you know, when you should look more into it instead of, you know, just running out buying a flight. But I'm not defending Red or anything like that because, you know, it's wrong. And another thing I wanted to say was that when you know, everybody got down there and got their ticket. I personally know girls who got locked up trying to get down there. It's not his fault because, you know, girls crash, you know, it's wrong. You get locked up, you know, you're doing wrong. So, you know, that's their fault. But it wouldn't have happened if they wouldn't have thought they were going to New York to go win $2,000. And what really pissed me off was the fact that he got on defending instead of even a bare apology. You know what I mean? You can't defend when it's so wrong. Like, you know, where are the guest stars? You had to see it falling apart. You didn't see nothing wrong when a day before, 2 days before, you're not getting a call from the Marriott. Nobody's calling to check up to make sure you're still coming. You know, it didn't really add up, like everybody said, but that's been mentioned. And I just wanted to, you know, I apologize if you didn't, to everybody who had to come out there and be freezing in the cold, especially you, London, and Rodney and everybody. So I give apologies for that. I do feel bad for those people. And that's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you.
I was waiting on Sanaya to come on because I wanted her to tell the story so eloquently like she did when we were at the hotel.
She's not answering her phone now. And I spoke to her like 15 minutes before the show. She must be fell asleep. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hey, Keisha. How you doing?
Rodney, first of all, Kelly, I just want to say I'm so sorry that happened to you. And the second question I like to ask Jamie, is she still Balenciaga?
No, Jamie is a 007.
My opinion, I think that was a setup. A fucking setup. That's my opinion. It's a damn shame that people who try to, like Nicole said, bamboozled other people to lose out when people have spent thousands of dollars to prepare for a function and you pull this nasty, crafty fucking stunt that you did. And you should be read to filth. And for you to get on here and just say, oh, well, and stutter like utter mother motherfucker, I think it's fierce. You owe the ballroom an apology. And like Nicole said, you should compensate those who came to represent your function.
Oh, yeah, no. I think...
You're still stuttering.
No. Hear me out. Amen.
And another thing is... It's discrimination for a fucking company like Marriott to tell you, oh, we can't do a ball because of a gay function. That is discrimination.
And well, it wasn't a discrimination because that's not what happened. So it wasn't a discrimination because that's not what happened.
Because the Kiki scene that had a ball
right,
at the Marriott.
Right.
I mean, I was there in the grand ballroom at a Kiki ball.
No, Kelly, I'm saying if that was the case, they didn't tell him that.
That's not the case. That's not
the
case. It wasn't no case. That's not the case. And what should be done is like he should do, you
should look into figure out what could you do to satisfy them people like Andre and Rodney that really, really was there, that you saw,
right,
and see
right.
what you can do. And say, and please, I don't like, for me when I speak, could you not even say right? Because I think you're just getting off too easy with it. I think if the right, that yes, it's plucking me, because I think you should be banned from the phone line, really. Seriously,
okay,
I think you should call
John Keisha,
them.
You got some more to say?
Yes, and Red, for you to come on the line last week and give us this whole story, a good story, because you were good, because you bamboozled a lot of motherfuckers, no shade. For you to get on there and did what you did, you should be appalled, embarrassed, humiliated, and disgusted, because all these people thought, oh, you know what, I'm going to come to this function, yada, yada, yada. People could have gone to other functions. Look at Rodney. He has traveled almost through the tri-state, represent, and look what happened to him. That's fucked up. And then he gets a sorry. You sound so nonchalant. I'm like,
my boat could have crashed. I could have drowned.
London,
yeah.
What did you have
on
your arm?
I'm not buying it.
Because we got a lot more We got to come back to all the calls. Anybody that's on the phone line, if you already talked and you still have something to say, feel free to press 1 again. Hey, press 1 so your number can come down, and then press 1 again, and then we'll bring you back. But we got a lot more callers. Hold on. The next caller that I have is 757-581. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? This is Mike.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up? Hey, everybody. I feel like that shit is bullshit. It's no shade because my sister works for the Marriott. That shit is bullshit. And it's
shut up!
And the whole thing with the whole situation, like the food situation and shit with the Marriott, you have to order food with them in order to even have something at the Marriott. It comes in a contract. But, yes, that shit is ridiculous. You have a lot of people come all the way from different states and shit just to come to your ball. That shit is ridiculous.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't discount that. No, I don't discount that at all.
So we got another caller, private caller. You're live on the air. All the guests and everybody, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Let all of these callers get what they got to get out. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just have to say, everybody's getting on Red, but nobody's talking about Jamie Balenciaga 007. She's one of our own, and she bamboozled us.
She's not on the
side.
Oh, Jamie was supposed to know. It's not on Young Red. It's on Jamie, too. I said that earlier.
Oh, wait a minute.
I said that earlier. Jamie was supposed to call in here, and I told Tom that I was going to hold my opinion.
All right, I got something to say on that.
Okay,
I was going to hold my opinion on what I had to say about that motherfucking, about Jamie. But Jamie should be on this phone line, too. She was supposed to call in here. And it's Jamie's
fault. Is it safe to say that Jamie was bamboozled?
$2,500 for her fucking name. Her name was on that motherfucking flyer, too. She should be on
the phone. Oh, that's how much money? Oh, so she wasn't bamboozled.
She was. Red, did you give Jamie $2,500 for her name? Yes or no? Did you pay Jamie $2,500 to use her name for the ball? Yes or no?
I'm not gonna discuss this.
Okay.
No. Can I say something, Red?
Nicole, I'm not done.
Let me tell you something. Jamie was paid for her fucking name.
Rodney said he's not done. Wait, go ahead, Rodney. Go.
Jamie was paid for her name. Her name was attached to that flyer. She was handing out flyers, but she knew it was going to be given out.
Kelly, she didn't plan the ball.
Right, she wasn't responsible for the ball. She was paid.
Her name was attached.
Hold on, guys. Kelly, hey, hold on one second, Kelly. Okay, while I was at the Marriott, because I'm going to get my inside track when I was at the ball, and because I was waiting for Sanaya. While we were at the ball, when we got the venue, when Jamie came upstairs, Jamie called, dealt with Caesar. Caesar got the Bronx for him. He didn't want to pay the money for the Bronx.
Also, Jamie got the Culture Club for free.
Oh.
He did not want to go there either. So she was on the phone calling all these type of places, trying to get the ball, even though we know it's going to be in a smaller venue. She was on the phone the whole time we were there, calling venues, trying to get spots. She got the Culture Club. Caesar worked out a deal for him to get the Bronx for us to go back up to the light box. He didn't want to pay that money. He didn't want to give the man the money that he wanted. He only had a little bit for left. So at the end of the day, before we left, Caesar and Jamie wanted compensation for what they had put in to help Red with the ball as far as the visual effects for the ball itself and for Jamie for using her name. They both were trying to get paid right before they left. They both received $350.
Well, bitch, I didn't receive nothing.
And you ain't getting nothing for that game.
I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, okay? Because I'm a real motherfucking bitch, and I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, okay?
This is a fool, though.
I walk the motherfucking city. I walk the city all motherfucking week long, bitch, okay? My motherfucking shit was not going through. My magic was not motherfucking working, bitch. I had to dig into my motherfucking husband motherfucking credit card and say good shit because my magic was not working. They kept telling me no. My line did not come all week for me. My fat ass was on the fucking train. My magic was not working. I spent my husband's credit card charging motherfucking shit for the kids. I'm fucking mad.
Your husband got a job.
I used my husband's American Express card to buy all the shit that I had to buy because the magic was not working this week.
This is really a fool, though. Y'all sitting here telling me that we were paid, we bought out, we sold each other out for money? I'm gonna get this fucking phone. Y'all saying that we sold each other out for money? You let Dennis Rodman did. We sold each other out? Because that's what we did, if you basically think about it.
We got a whole bunch of more callers.
Nicola, didn't you say that it was Jasmine's fault?
You know what? I'm sorry.
Can someone get her on the line? Because a lot of the girls.
Yeah, you know what? Because Jasmine, I want to know how she feel about this. Please, could Jasmine? Because she started it.
We got a couple more callers, and we gonna go into Jasmine. We still have more time.
Please, I'm not gonna speak till I get Jasmine. She started this.
718-495. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 770-907, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
This is Fred Chanel.
Hey, Fred, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, Fred?
Yeah. Hello? Oh, God, Fred, I can't believe it.
What's going on? Well, I just wanted to say, I mean, I think we as leaders should think real hard and careful about when we read these categories and all this money is being given out. And you have to ask yourself, who is this person that's giving out all this money? Besides of if it's they're supposed to be sponsored or whatever like that. And I don't even know who this person Red is. And when I first heard about the category, the first thing that came to my mind, this some bullshit. The very first time I read it. And I think if people take time out and be sensible and think with common sense, that you would know that this is not going to happen like this. Period. I didn't tell not one of my house members to even attend or you think of the show. To go because it doesn't make any sense, and if it sounds too good to be true, 9 times out of 10 it's not true. And the people that driving up there and making these trips and stuff, only thing I think they were concerned about was winning money, not based on no type of credibility of this person throwing the ball whatsoever. I don't think Red been to none of my balls, haven't supported any Chanel functions. So have this man been at anybody else's function supporting their balls? Like, I think you need to take that into consideration when you're traveling and you're going to people's functions, and just because you see all these thousands here, thousands there, thousands there, that don't mean that this person have those thousands there, period. I think people need to think first and put the dollar signs out ahead and think, is this a credible ballroom promoter or a person that even is credible to even throwing a type of ball like that, period, despite who's helping him promote it, period.
My opinion on the situation, Fred, and this is how I feel, and I picked this up. I think everybody needs to go back to $500 grand prize and $1,000 grand prize and $250 mini grand and $30 for each category, and leave the motherfucking thousand, leave the 5,000, the 10,000, and the 20,000, leave it to motherfucking Jasmine. Go back to motherfucking trophies and shit, bitch, and leave this motherfucking shit alone, because this shit is becoming ridiculous. Bitch, I'm tired of, bitch, if this is the second weekend in a fucking row that I don't spend fucking money and shells out fucking money and gas and shit to get my motherfucking kids' motherfucking hearts broken. I'm tired of this motherfucking bullshit. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm not going to take it no more. I'm telling you, I'm not going to stand for it no motherfucking more. Bitch, if I see a motherfucking bull, bitch, girl, and it got $10,000 and $20,000, I'm making a motherfucking commercial, and I'm going to keep posting it on my page for the girls not to go to these motherfucking balls, because this shit is getting fucking outrageous. Bitch, I'm sitting here with this motherfucking gown, bitch. I can't wear this motherfucking gown no place, bitch. It's Harlem Nights. Bitch, I can't wear this motherfucking gown no place else, bitch. Y'all don't know. Bitch, I was in fucking girdles and everything, driving and nail salon and all types of shit. This shit is ridiculous. It's a fucking fool, bitch, and especially with the witchcraft that it work. Go ahead, Fred, because I'm mad.
I can tell. I mean, it's just another little spot on the ballroom community there. It's just making the ballroom community look bad, and it's just looking like
another little.
We'll run anywhere.
Yeah,
as long as they got a dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if the bar was in Hawaii. If it said 10,000, a bitch would have flew there.
Wait, can I ask you something, Kelly and Rodney? Do all the deep indents and deaths that y'all just sent us exposing here tonight on the radio, did y'all pin do that?
Say it again.
I knew all of this. It's still much more stuff that I didn't say. It's still much more that I didn't say because I didn't want to give it third hand. I wanted Sonia to come up here and say her part because she was downstairs. She was downstairs in the hotel. They stopped me.
Ronnie, when did you know about all the sold out? Ronnie, when did you know all this too?
He knew all of this. Ronnie was at the hotel before I was. Ronnie called me and everything. Everybody knew all of this. All of this was new. The girls wanted me to do a radio show on Saturday about all of this, okay?
So nobody verified, I mean, Jamie and nobody's, but
when Jamie was calling the hotel, I mean calling the different venues, and I did hear Red say he was on the phone with the other hotel on West Street or whatever, and Jamie was calling the other venues and calling her, you know, associates or whatever, and she was getting these other spots and stuff. When he kept saying, well, no, I got a lot of people coming, so I don't want to downplay the organist, the thing, and if you don't got another venue, downplaying is a good thing because people already was going to come anyway the day of canceling the event. So you're trying to do what you can do to make sure that the patrons are happy enough, whether you have to give out less cash or do whatever you got to do, give away something or whatever, just to make sure that the people are happy so they'll know, even though you didn't give out everything, you said you did your best because the venue got canceled to move it somewhere else, then you have some type of rapport with the people that they would maybe give you another chance. Because, like, oh, shit, we are forgiving. And, you know what I'm saying, our subculture is a very forgiving and forgetful type of group. But
yeah.
Once you say you want to do it, so now you just say, well, you know, your name is shit, that you will never get anybody to go to your shit again, that you know you don't have no money, you know you're broke. I mean, she was really just straight to his face saying this, like, you can't even go and give these people their money for conversation. You went to the ATM at the hotel, couldn't give any money out. You went to the regular ATM, you got $700 out. You went to your house, your own home, you couldn't get in there, your own home, because you said you had the money inside to give to those people. You couldn't do that. I mean, I'm just listening to all this, not saying one word, just listening, just really just like gagging at the hotel, ready to go to my room and go to fuck to sleep, and then I was just
it's over. And I told Caesar, take me to the bus station so I can get the fuck out of New York because I was going to blow a gasket. And I've been keeping my temper real, you know, saying real nice and everything. And he seems such a, like a genuine, nice bullshitter, seeing him in his face. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Still, like, still is going to go on. It's still going to be, I was just like, you know what? James, Father, you guys told me don't come. You said it. You know what I'm saying? It was a crock of shit, but I still tried to give him. He came to my ball. He gave away $1,000 extra. Made the ball, you know what I'm saying, a little nice for the competitors. And it was a realness category. So, I, you know, I appreciate that a little bit. Then he did the Vogue thing. So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe. You it might be some truth to this story.
I'm calling
as I
ball
am, which I go to everybody's ball anyway, good, bad, or indifferent. I still support everybody in the scene.
I really wanted Sanaya to come up here so she could have said everything that she had because it was a lot of options. It was a lot of options that was thrown out there. It was a lot of options. Even going to the Culture Club and making every category $500.
The Culture Club, the another club, the Bronx where we had our ball, all those options were on the table. Right there, I was there listening to the whole conversation. Those options were on the table.
Funny. It was a lot of options that was put out, and nothing was done. And I think 100% that we was bamboozled. And that's all it is, honey. Baby, that's what I feel.
So can somebody tell me what happened at Deja's ball?
Huh?
What happened at Deja's ball? The other ball that y'all were talking about earlier when you came on, Kelly.
Oh, Rodney's ball? Harold's ball in D.C.?
Yeah, you said there were other balls that happened over the weekend.
It was a lot of other balls that happened on Saturday. It was a whole bunch of other balls that happened. Harold made a statement because Tone Balenciaga canceled his ball the same day of the ball. And Chicago, the same day of the ball, he canceled his ball. The girls was gagging in Chicago. It was a ball in Detroit. It was a ball in North Carolina. It was balls all over the place on Saturday. All the girls had their balls. I'm plucked. I got myself together, and then I'm also plucked because I could have had my ball that Saturday night and had the girls come out, and the girls would have got their cash, and it would have been fun. I spent money and lost money. And I had a free venue in Brooklyn and everything.
Right.
Bitch, your mama balls be dry. Bitch, but best believe, bitch, to that motherfucking queen in the chat room, bitch, my balls can be dry as motherfucking hell, bitch, and I can walk out there motherfucking broke, bitch, but every bitch walks out there with their motherfucking money, bitch, dry or motherfucking not, bitch. I don't give a fuck how dry it was, bitch. It could have been 20 girls in the building, bitch, and 5 of them could have been legends walking, and the other 5 could have been motherfucking the regular statements and stars walking for the $500. But best to believe, everybody would have walked out there with their $2,500, dry or not. Bitch. Because if I come in the door with my motherfucking cash, bitch, I don't depend on the motherfucking door. So whether it was dry or not, a legend would have walked out there with a $2,000 and a statement of style for Vogue Femme would have walked out there with a $500, bitch. Hold on, honey. The big boss is on the line.
Oh, all right. Hang on.
Jasmine, you're live on the air, darling.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hey, Jazz.
Where's Nicole?
Nicole is there.
Come on, Nicole.
She might be
Nicole.
On hold.
Nicole,
get on the phone.
Nicole, unmute your phone, girl. I know you're there.
No, she's on the other end talking to somebody.
Yes, my brother.
I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to say, so I don't even feel good. So What do you have on Thursday?
So, Jasmine, you vouched for Jasmine as well?
I vouched for Red. Yes, I did. I told Kelly. See, this is the thing with me. Certain people at one time felt that, you know, Jasmine wouldn't support other people giving large amounts of money for balls and stuff, that I wouldn't support it, or I don't know, who am I to give a stamp of approval, because I really don't consider myself anyone to give a stamp of approval, but, you know, Jasmine idiot, or Jasmine, you know, just a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. But Kelly asked me, you know, what do I think about it, and I said, let me talk to him. And I got on the phone with him, and we talked for a while. And I said, you know what, Kelly? You know, on behalf of the name, my couture name, I want you guys to go and, you know, represent. I want my house to go and, you know, be a part of this ball. You know, don't break your neck, you know, for too much, but definitely go and be a part of it. You know, another large promoter giving out a large amount of money, things of that sort, you know, go ahead and be a part of it, you know, support it. And that's when I gave her the okay on it. I gave her the okay on it because of the conversation that I had with Red and taking a chance. You know, it was only in Brooklyn. It wasn't out of state. You know, Kelly and Naomi and the kids were, you know, local, so it was just more of a hop, skip, jump, you know, to the hotel and stuff. So I gave her the okay on it. But told her, you know, don't get too excited if things don't happen, because every ball, you know, that we have, you're taking a chance with. So that's why I gave her the stamp of approval.
Oh, so from what Kelly was saying, like, you had a history with him, that you knew him from a while way back and all that type
of
stuff.
Not at all.
You had that one conversation, and he gave you that, you know, that winning conversation, that you took the word and gave her the approval to go.
I took it as, you know, this individual, you know, he wants to do something. He wants to, I think we all, you know, some of us, we all want to, you know, do something for this ballroom scene in general. Some of us have, you know, good, you know, motives, and some of us have bad motives and stuff. So I listened to what he had to say. I listened to what he said, you know, his backings were, his reason, the opening of his new house and things of that sort. I listened to him and I said, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, again,
am I still here?
Yeah, you're there. Hold on.
Tony wants you to, can you call Tony, Kelly? Because that's how I got disconnected. He'd been trying to call it for 45 minutes, and I was trying to call, and I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, go ahead, Jasmine. I'm about to call Tony. Go ahead, Jasmine. Finish talking.
Oh, Jasmine. Yeah. Here. Okay.
Yeah, I've been looking for you, Nicole.
Jasmine, hi. How are you?
Fine.
How's everything? How's your weekend? Well, I spoke to you. That's not 45.
My weekend was fine, so just get it started.
Yes, right. Jasmine, I said that I explained to you when we spoke that I believed it was your fault and that you shouldn't give out a booklet on how things like this should be handled, because it causes a lot of controversy, and you was the first person to bring in that amount of money into the boardroom. But I also spoke and said that when you did it, you everything was thought out very well, and it was structured out very well, and your heart was in a right place. And while we were on the phone gagging at London and all of them was in the cold, you and I was talking, and I was saying to you that this is your fault and that I needed you to explain that now everybody's on the bandwagon of you did $5,000, and then you did the collection series, and then you did the $15,000, and then it just jumps $20,000 out of 2 months. It just jumps, and everybody just floundering, and everybody just flopping, and everybody's flopping to whatever that says. That's $2,000. So I'm glad you're on the show, because I actually said it was you.
It's all my fault, right?
And I just heard you said, I don't think you can say anything to this too. Could you explain to help us out here, because Rodney.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? This is what I truly am going to say about this. You got to respect Rodney. You got to respect Kelly and all the people that did try to attend this ball. You know, especially Rodney. Rodney, I'm not, my God, he traveled.
And he was coming to work, and he gets tired. He's gagging. I hope he got something, too, because everybody else got paid off.
I mean, the whole thing is, as far as this being my fault, it can be my fault. I've said this a million times, that I'll be the first one to admit this, and I hope everybody that's listening, you guys hear it come from my mouth. I truly blame myself for the way this ballroom scene is today. How everyone is jumping for money. When my vision on this giving out my money to the ballroom community, my vision was not to cause mass hysteria the way it is right now. Everybody now is basically looking at their grand prize categories as a source of income, as a source of paying a bill. And that is my fault. Instead of the fact of when I sat there and said, I'm doing this for the sole purpose that I can help change one person's life for one night, a day, a week, or so, help that one person sit on the bed, the couch, and relax and say, wow, I can take a break from whatever I'm doing. If it's working, escorting, hustling, crafting, they were able to take a break because they won one of my grand prizes. Now everybody has turned it into large cash categories, and everybody is jumping on Jasmine's train. I ain't asked nobody to jump on this train.
And they're not giving out their money.
And this is what I do from my heart. The only person that I can say to this day, and I may be wrong and y'all can correct me, the only other person that was able to do what I have done for a large amount of money was Fred Chanel with Butch Queen Faith for $5,000. I'm sorry, Andy Evisu. But all these other people with $7,500, $20,000, $10,000, it doesn't make no sense. It really, really doesn't make no sense. What I have done has come from my heart because why? The ballroom scene has created Jasmine Couture. The ballroom scene created that individual. That individual knew when it was time to take a break and get her life together, and that's what I did. And as I got my life together and created my corporations, my businesses, I started building my houses, I wanted to give back to where I came from. And that's what I did. Everyone cannot tell that story. Everyone cannot share that success. All these people that are number one going to, I'm going to tell you all right now, you guys in a booklet and a history lesson, I'm going to tell you what not to do. Stop going to sponsors. Who the hell is a sponsor? These private individual sponsors. Who the hell are they? Why do we have to go to individuals that have nothing to do with the ballroom scene but want to try to put some money into it so they can pay for a category or two, and then all of a sudden you're getting shafted when they don't want to pay for it no more? Stop calling people up, having them donate to your categories. Stop calling sponsors up and asking for money. If you can't do it on your own, then you shouldn't be having a ball. All these invisible sponsors and shit should not be happening at all. That's the first thing. The second thing is, who are we to go to other people and sell name? How dare we sell our name? Do you know how many people, Jasmine, I want you to come here. I want you to come there and be a part of my ball. Can you come do my ball? No. It don't work that way. It don't work that way at all. When I first gave $5,000 balls, I contacted those individuals in their houses and told them, I would like to come to your ball and make a category hot. Or I got together with them and we made a grand prize category for $5,000 out of my money, my purse, and I paid for it. I'm not allowing anyone to call me and say, can you sponsor? Can we use your name or anything like that? Don't do that. That doesn't make no sense. Don't do it. If you're not powerful enough to give your own ball, then you do not need to be giving a ball, period. Personally, I think that this ballroom scene needs to go back to at houses. Houses giving balls, and only houses giving balls. The House of Prodigy ball, the House of Balenciaga ball, the House of Ibiza, Estrada, Revlon, Mizrahi. That's the ball that we should be attending. No more of these so-and-so and so-and-so, unless they are reputable names like James, like Rodney. You know, icons that are giving balls like Andre, like Tony, you know, like Jack. You know, those are the people that have the experience to give the balls. But these so-and-so and so-and-so giving a ball for $7,500, to me, is a fool. And a person that's buying somebody else's name is a fool. And it's no shade to you, and I'm saying this with my heart, it's no shade to you, Jamie Balenciaga, or ex-Balenciaga, I'm sorry, but you really should be on this phone. You should be explaining this with Red. You should be explaining this, because if I sold my name for $2,000 or $2,500 or whatever, or if I'm being told or rumors are going around that I sold my name, I would be right here. Because my name is attached to that. And I would have done something possible to make the ball successful, even though my name was attached to it, and I got the Cotton Club or whatever club, you know, I'd be working in half the store because I'd be working. I would have still gave a ball at myself, at just for those people, because my name was attached to that. And me and Red would have had to do something to reimburse those people. Red, I talked to you. I listened to you twice. I talked to you after. You called me up after. Yeah. And like RR, here's just a lot of stuff that doesn't match up. Marcus hit it on the nose. TJ hit it on the nose. But who are we to investigate? Who are we? Because like RR said, we are going to forgive or forget or just forget and pay it or whatever tomorrow, because we will forget and it will go. Just like Paris Dupree dying, we just forget it. Jennifer dying, we just pass it along. That's just the type of community we are. But all that bullshit that's been going on all week, all the people that were reading in those groups, the people that should be reading are the people that spent money going to that ball. Because a lot of people that are reading weren't even going to go, but they sit there and they attack. And I can see why Marcus, I can see why Deshaun was trying to defend, or not even defend. They just probably.
Well, I don't even know why Marcus was trying to defend. Jasmine, I don't know why Marcus was trying to defend.
Well, maybe he wasn't trying to defend.
Because
Marcus
was at the airport walking first time up in drags in North Carolina.
I truly, truly feel that we just need to, I don't know what needs to be done. Because
Jasmine, you said what should be done. We only need to be going to house balls that are established houses that we are definitely 100% familiar with, and going back to the grand prizes for $1,000 and mini grants for $250 and categories for $30 and a trophy. And if you don't like it, then you just don't go. All these 12 house members given a ball, and then the house gives a house ball, it's too much. And then these ghost riders come out and they want to give a ball, it's too much. So as of 2012, I think we all need to get together, all the established houses, mothers and fathers, to boycott any other functions that's not a house function, which will give each house a chance to have 1 month out of the year because there's 12 months
in
a year.
Listen, you know what? I agree, and I do feel that way. But I also, as a promoter, and all the years that I've been doing this, I don't want to take away from those up-and-coming promoters and those up-and-coming people that want to be promoters. I have so many people that hit me up, Jasmine, I love you. I love the balls you do. What can I do to throw a ball? What can I do this and that? I believe that those people that want to throw balls, and especially in those states that cannot travel and things of that sort, they should not be throwing major balls anymore. They should be calling them mini ball deluxes. I think there should be a cap on mini ball deluxes when it comes to the grand size amount, maybe 1,200, maybe 1,500, but cap it. I think that people need to stick together when they're doing this and solely not do it on their own, but have the house backing them. Like, for example, you know, Kelly, just do your
just
name
going back to
on
what,
behalf of
what
the house.
Sorry to cut you off, Jasmine. What Harold just said earlier, that each mother and father needs to be responsible for what goes on in their house and with their kids that are given functions. So if the mother and father knows that their child is having a deluxe mini ball, they need to do whatever they can to help their child learn how to make that deluxe mini ball a success so that one day they can be able to give a house ball and that mother and father doesn't have to worry about it or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hi. I think it just needs to be to that. It needs to be that way. And I think the houses need to start uniting again and let them stick to it. Because when you do it as a house, and you have so many people that are in a house, they all can work together to give you those large grand prizes, or as well as, you know, a nice venue or so many responsibilities. But a sole individual, and you're talking to one person, and still, I'm one individual giving out all this money. It's still a hassle. You know, you guys may sit here and think that I live on money. That's not the case. I work. And I reach out to individuals like Kelly, my sister, who assists me, who helps me. She's there by my side, and she has been there for me for years when it comes to my balls. She has been there for years when it came to awards balls and state-to-state balls. She may have not gotten a recognition for it, but she has been there because this cannot be a one person doing this on their own. Learn, do your history, look at the flyers. You know, it's always so-and-so and somebody behind it. You know, and when it is one individual, it's still a lot. There is no way in hell. When I go to a ball, when I give my ball, I am in town early. When I get off that plane, the first place I go to is that venue. That Wednesday or that Thursday, I want to see everything. I let them know exactly who the fuck is coming in that building, what the fuck they're going to be doing in advance, because I don't want no surprises when the ball is going on and they be sitting there looking stupid like, oh, my God, do you know what they're doing in the bathroom? No. And I know good and goddamn well way better than to bring this ballroom scene to some high society venue. It won't happen. Not right now, because we do not work together to sit here and go to a nice venue without people destroying it. So these are the things that we have to all think about. And this is why a lot of people have sat back and said they weren't going to this ball because there's just too many things that did not match up. But I did tell Kelly, on behalf of a promoter who gives out large amounts of money, to go ahead and support this and give him a chance. And that's why Kelly did it.
Thank God.
So that's what my feelings about it. But the sad part about it is RR, and we and I know Tony's going to be on the line shortly and stuff like that. We, as leaders in this ballroom scene, we have all talked about uniting as one to help with the legendary status, to help with the icon status.
Right.
The beginning of the year, of last year, we talked about how, you know, getting balls approved. You had to reach out to the icons Stewart, Tony, man, a couple of people to get your ball approved because so many people were giving balls on the same date. And, you know, a lot of no-name people were giving balls. I think we need to continue to stick with those because I think those are excellent ideas, but we have to stick with it. Don't start it and not finish it. We have to stick with it. Otherwise, we will continue to be here doing the same thing a month, 2 months, 3 months from now because something else will continue to happen until the day comes where we can all sit down together and try to fix this. And maybe I need to start with the new icons, Rodney, Harold, Tiana, all of us. Maybe we need to do something. We need to do something to fix this because it's ridiculous.
Hello? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have breaking news.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me put the breaking news on.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Okay, it's actually from DC. This past Saturday, Charles Christian had a fight with Shelton Corn at the Mill. Sources said Shelton hit Charles first while she was putting her phone in her pocket. However, Charles beat Shelton, leaving her with bruises.
Oh, shit.
Letty.
Wait,
and one more. Is pretty a law, a legend?
Well, they said Kool-Aid called Pretty Allure out as a legend this weekend in Boston. So we have to go to the icons about that.
And it's see that Selvin and Athena didn't get a coin in Boston.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
London hit me up and she said she wanted to make light of the situation, so we was trying to, you know, make light of everything that was going on, honey.
Yeah, it's so tense. Hello?
Yes, I was here. I'm glad. There you go. My question for you was, when I was sitting, I didn't know if you was getting on the phone line, and my question is for all the pioneers that may be on the phone or the icons that's on the phone line, isn't it a little bit shameful for us to be really, really so upset when we're being bought off by money? Everybody was, the whole function and everything about it was bought off. Jamie was paid a certain amount of money. Even after it didn't go down, what Kelly and Rodney said, they were paid, they wanted to be confiscated for money just for their help, for a ball that didn't go down. So is it safe to say that for selfish reasons, our own personal selfish reasons, we allowed us all to believe that this big thing was going to go on and people were going to be able to have an opportunity to win $1,000, and it was never even verified and official that it can happen?
Well, that's why people are
financial. I want Tony, then RR, you can respond because Tony, you can speak. I'll respond at first.
My opinion is like this. I know Jamie from first coming out, and it's just really sad that Jamie's name just got like inside the mud.
Punished.
And because Jamie is not the type of person, you know.
Exactly.
She's a very nice young lady. Now, the question about being paid, I just heard, I mean, someone said that she got paid $350. Well, $350, she's an icon, you know. She's one of the newest icons. And that's not setting an example at all, because her name should be more than $350. And I feel sad.
Charlie, they said she got $2,500, not
$350. Well, she was supposed to get $2,500, but her Caesar got $350.
Correct. She was supposed to get $2,500, but she only got $350. Okay, $350. I mean, honestly, my name is I think my name is not worth more than $2,500, $5,000, because of the fact that if you plan on giving bowls inside of the future, that amount is not going to cover your name, you know. And I don't know Red. I know Jamie, and I just feel sad for her. Now, such as the ball, and such as what I heard what RR said, I heard what my daughter Jasmine said, all of that is true about houses giving balls, because that's how it was before. But we also have to remember this. This ballroom scene has expanded. It is. It's a loss. And I feel sorry for all, like Sally. I spoke to Kelly. I spoke to Rodney. I spoke to Andre. I spoke to Jasmine. I laughed, you know, and I'm going to keep it real. I called Andre. I laughed, and he hung up on me, you know, because $20,000 promote a flyer coming out within a month time. Come on, people. Y'all are icons. Y'all are legends. Come on, that's $20,000. A promotion for only a month, you know, and y'all should already have known something was going on, was something wrong there. You know, I mean, I saw Rodney Friday. Me and Rodney said that, oh, Father, I'm coming to decree, da, la, la. Okay, Rodney, I'll hear about it. I see it on YouTube. I wasn't going. At first, I wasn't. Then I spoke to James Conn. Me and James Conn said, we are not going to go. And we decided not to go right after Harold Ball. You know, because, come on, it's $20,000, $1,000 for each category. That's a lot of money. Then I'm also hearing about the checks and the venue and all that. It's just like how Jasmine said, we are going to forget this. The only bad thing is right now, and this is some real talk, is Jamie. Because of the fact, Red, who is he? I've never heard his name. So Red to go right back out, but Jamie still have to deal with that bad reputation, you know. And I feel sorry for her, and that's just me, you know. You know, and $350, Jamie. I mean, I personally wouldn't have took it, you know. I just wouldn't have took it, you know. And but Jamie is just like Jasmine said. When Jasmine got that collection board, Jasmine was there. The board was Saturday. Jasmine was there that Thursday. You know, if you're giving out a large amount of money like that, you have to be there, and you have to be on point, you know. And we have to also look at this. Jamie must have trusted this man, you know, because I don't think Jamie's just going to put her name on a flyer
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
And not having trust inside mm-hmm. this man, you know. And honestly, and this is real talk. Why all of y'all went to that ball is because of what he did at Rodney and James Ball, what mm-hmm. he did at Vogue Nights in New York. If he went and did none of that thing, I don't think none of y'all would have attended that ball. You know, he opened up the doors to y'all. Y'all fell for it, you know. It's nothing that nobody else could do about it, you know. It's done. It happened Saturday, you know. To me, I'm laughing about it. I'm laughing, you know. I'm not going to nobody ball that's $20,000 if it's not someone say Jasmine Contour on it. I'm not going to go. That's just me. I'm not going to go. And $15,000, Jasmine Contour, I'll go. $10,000, I'll go. But anyone else's name that's going to be on a flyer that don't have a reputation or respect, why are you attending that ball? The question is not what happened. The question should be, why did y'all get all prepared to even go to this ball? Come on, Rodney. I mean, Kelly. I mean, I love y'all all, but a month? Come on. $1,000 for every category? So that automatic should have rung up inside your head. Ding, ding, ding. He's counting on the door. $20,000, that's what he's depending on, the money from the door. Point blank. So no matter, and this is something, this, I'm going to keep it real, no matter if that venue was paid for, something else would have occurred that night. That's $20,000. It wasn't going to be, he charged $30. It wasn't going to be 900 people in there, because that's $27,000 right there.
Tony, you forgot the tables. He was going to use the tables as well.
I really consist all of that as the door money, you know. I've consist all of that as the door money, you know. And that's just, I mean, I'm going to say the same thing. I just feel bad for Jamie. You know, I don't know where. And Jamie, I wouldn't have took the $350. You know, I just wouldn't have took it. I can't, I mean, I'm a type of person, I try my best to help everybody else. I did the same thing in Ohio, you know. I took that, all they cash categories, and I put it to my board, and I'm putting more money out of my pocket for something that happened in Ohio, and that was my first time there. You know, $7,500 is also a lot of money, you know, and it's just like Jasmine, R.R., Rodney, and Kelly, and Nicole saying, these balls are giving out too much money. And I have to say this, Jasmine, I blame Jasmine also. You started this goddamn shit, and everybody want to be in competition.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
mm-hmm.
be in competition if you don't have the money before your flyer be put out. Jasmine,
and I'm telling y'all, I'm going to 100% tell y'all, honey, and I'm going to be honest, Miss Day. Bitch, this bitch busts her motherfucking ass, mistake. I be reading her. I'm be one of them. It's four icons on the phone, and I don't know how many listen. I read the shit out of Jasmine, okay? Because 2 or 3 months before the ball, this bitch is up, mistake. 9 o'clock in the morning, mistake. Girl, she is busting her ass, mistake. Doing everything. Get this money before she leaves from Florida to come to the ball. And I tell her, Jasmine, you know the girl is going to come to your ball, Miss Day. They know that you're a legit person. She says, no, sister, I can't do that. I got to have this money before I come to the door. I be reading her down. Like, girl, you know you're going to come. You don't need the money. You can get it at the door. She says, no, before I leave Florida, I got to have my money.
I've seen her in action. Let me tell you something. She got to Virginia on Thursday. That bitch asked the promoter to send every picture of every angle of everything via the computer, bitch. She wanted the whole printout. That's how she was able to know all of it. She wanted this man to send her to go there and to take every picture of everything, and she was getting to the place Thursday. This is how important it is. But we're being
every
so
every electrical outlet, every exit,
yes,
every
yes.
window. Okay. I want to know where every plug is at. I want to know how many rolls of tissue are in each bathroom. I don't say all that shit.
You know, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go, but I just want to say one thing, Jazz. I mean, is Jamie listening? You know, I love you regardless, you know. Just let this be a learning experience. And, you know, we as icons can make mistakes like that, you know. And honestly, I just wish the venue was there, even if they would have had one category, you know. And I wish it would have been best dressed, because I would like to see Rodney and Andre battle, you know. But, you know, this is a learning experience. And, Jamie, I love you. Just stay low for a minute, you know. You know, the same thing happened to Andre, so, you know, I'm letting y'all all know I'm not passing out $10,000 ever. The most I'm going to pass out would be $5,000, and that would be for a house bowl. I'm not passing, I'm not giving I even spoke to Jasmine. Jasmine, why the hell you passing out all this goddamn money, $15,000, to
your phone
a bunch
check?
Of gay people? You know, I mean, that's a lot of money. You know, back in the day, it was grand prize $500, you know, for $500.
And
then it went to $1,000, you know, then it went to $2,000, then here comes Jasmine. That's a lot of money.
But I appreciate it. I have no money to follow it.
Before you get off the phone, Tony, when is your ball? Because I definitely want to make sure I get me a ticket to come out there.
Oh, it's January the 7th, and I'm not passing out 5,000. The most I'm giving out that night is 16. I think it's $2,000.
No, I'm just
it's January the 7th, and it's in Baltimore. And I'm going to verify with the person in Ohio said I am putting money out of my pocket back to the Baltimore scene concerning all the cash categories that happen inside.
Do you have
Ohio.
Your contract for your ballroom?
Huh? Do I have a contract
for your ballroom?
I have a contract. I have everybody know the Paradox. I'm from Baltimore. I'm not from Baltimore, but it is at the Paradox.
Honey, I don't care, baby. You got a copy. You got a scan of the contract.
I never had no problem with none of my balls. You know, I had one problem. I think that was my last father and son ball. You know, Joey got locked up. But my cash is going to be there. I'm also giving more cash out concerning someone else's incident that happened in Ohio, you know. And I'm just doing that because in Ohio, I was there, Kelly, you was there. Them people really ran on that stage with chairs to really beat this man ass.
Oh.
You know, until I got on the mic and said, I just give the money, you know, at my birthday ball, you know. And, you know, we all know Jamie. We all know her. We know what she capable of doing. We all know what she have done in the scene. She made a mistake, you
and
know.
It's her first
and
time making
she,
a mistake
and,
like
and
that,
she
so,
have to learn
yeah.
from it, you know. She yeah. have to learn from it. We can't, and I'm saying this to everyone, the listeners and all that, we can't hold grudges against her. Just let her, I know for sure she learned from it. And, you know, that's a beautiful young lady, and she's nice. She's a sweetheart, you know. I do understand what Jasmine says. She should be on here explaining it to everybody, but we also have to remember that it's this. Her feelings is also her too. She also got pride also, you know, and we also have to remember and think about that too. You got to also remember she's a woman. Okay, that's one thing we cannot take from that, from this whole incident. She's a woman. You know, and she's dealing with a lot of gay guys that's going to charge at her, and she's not ready for that right now. You know, and you know, I know London, Kelly, Jasmine, Rodney, we all know her, and we all know she really want to be on here and saying she's sorry or she want to apologize. You know, if y'all know her, y'all know she wants to say that to everybody. But I will say that she shouldn't have took that $350. But that didn't look right.
Are you saying she should go back to the chambers for a little while?
What she said, London? I'm sorry.
You saying she needs to go back to the chambers for a little while?
No, I mean...
what you got to understand is, like, he just said,
what Jamie need to do
go.
Right now is the same thing Ashley Icon did. Just come back out.
Exactly. You better work on it for that one, dude.
I'm a fuck you up.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Bloody, I got a little tea.
Oh.
On Bloody Thanksgiving, supposed to be the day of holiness, there was a fight at, it was at Jack's house. There was a fight with two children, I think it was named Arnie and Cody. They were rolling on the floor in mashed potatoes and ham and they were fighting, and I think Cody left the house. The raw here.
Oh, bloody, honey. Bloody, 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 honey. Although we have a bunch of more callers, let's take them. 3-1-3.
Kelly, let me say one thing. You know what? This
this is not the first time. It probably won't be the last time, and it's been happening for a long time. I think that we need to stop allowing, and again, this is no shade to you, Red, but I'm just saying in general, we need to stop allowing other people to come and ask us to use our names to throw balls or to be a part of this. If you are not a part of this ballroom scene or you don't have a history, you do not need to be throwing a ball and don't go to the next person and ask to carry their name. And if you do carry their name, then you need to be 100% responsible for what is happening. If somebody comes and says, Jasmine, I want you to carry the name, I'm going to use your name to throw a ball, I say no now. But what I would do is you got to give me everything right now. Give me all the money up front, everything. Because if you don't show, the ball is still going to happen. I remember a few years back when one of the promoters down in Miami for Scissor Weekend asked Andre if he can use Andre's name to throw a ball down there in Miami. And we all went down to that ball. Scissor Weekend in the host hotel, and the ball was not crowded enough for the promoter, and there were people that were getting ready, but he felt that the girls were not coming to that door at enough time because he wanted to throw a ball at 7 o'clock in the evening, and the people were not going down there to go into the ballroom on time, and he was giving out over $5,000 that he goes to Andre and says, well, they're not here, and I wanted to start at 7 o'clock, so I'm just going to cancel it. And I looked at Andre. Andre looked at me, and he says, well, what should I do? Well, what do you mean, what do you do? You better do something. So the man sits there, and he pays Andre, gives Andre a couple of dollars for using his name and cancels the ball. And I told him, don't ever allow people to do that. Never again. Do not allow these people that have nothing to do with the ballroom scene, these people that host these gay weekends and gay pride and all these other people come along and say, oh, yeah, let me use your name and have a, we're going to have a mini ball and we're going to give out all this extra money. And they pay the person to use their name, and then all of a sudden it doesn't go through. It does not need to happen. If it's going to happen, get all the money up front, and you just do it yourself, and y'all work out the kinks at the end of the evening with that person, because that's it.
313-868, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Tony. Hey, hey, Rod.
Hey,
this is Eric Eminence.
What's up, Eric?
How are you?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, London, how are you? Love you, dear. Love you to death. I was calling, I want to make light of the situation. There was a ball this weekend. Also, Kelly, you mentioned the House of Pendavis. They had a ball here in Detroit this weekend. Upon Grand March being started, Mother Monica got on the microphone and let it be known that she had all her cash immediately up in the beginning of the ball. And although the ball was not heavily attended, she did give out all her cash, and it was a successful event once again in Detroit, Michigan. So I just wanted to say that. And also, I spoke with Mark Ebony earlier. He spoke on the phone earlier. And I also spoke with Terrence Legend a while ago, and I'm sure people know that I'm in both groups. And I sat back and paid attention to a lot of stuff. And Kelly, just like you know, your magic didn't work, and we know about magic. And those who are familiar with the magic, in lieu of certain situations and circumstances, you know, signs and symbols are for the conscious mind. And if you really paid attention, you won't get caught up in the melee of what someone is attempting to do. And I sat back and I saw the signs, and I was like, no, something's just not right. But then in my back of my mind, I was hoping this thing did go off. But when it didn't go off, I was sitting back saying, oh, wow, okay. So, my sixth sense was right. So with that being said, you know, I just wanted to say this happened. It's unfortunate, and we just hope that it doesn't happen again. And just like Kelly had said, and I spoke with Mark the other day,
we really should go back to heaven, just going to house balls. That's what we really should do. Back to house balls and reputable people. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you. The next caller is 201-996. You're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, it's me, Mark. I just want to ask a question. Now, we all sit here and we talk about going back to house balls and, you know, this name needs to be approved and that name needs to be approved. But we all just called Red for about a good hour and a half, 2 hours. How did he get that last name legend when it doesn't belong to him? Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, Mark.
I want to know how Red came up with the last name legend if it doesn't belong to him. Hello?
Red's there. He can answer.
Well, when I want to just reopen the House of Legend. The name Legend comes from the House of Legend because I want to open it to honor Jennifer Legend and to reestablish a house that I thought was a glorious house when it was, you know, when it was in full swing when it first started. From the things that I heard about the house, so that's where the legend came from.
Okay, but the name Legend came from you reopening the house. But what legend is around to approve you to reopen the House of Legend?
Well, the original father, Thomas Legend, and the original mother, Angela Legend, they liked the idea that I came up with, and I didn't want to reopen the house without their blessing and without them sanctioning it and passing on the house to me for me to reopen it. That's how I was able to reopen the house.
But the affiliation of you and the house just seems to be a lot more conflict than actually you and the ball, because I'm really not concerned about the ball. As I said earlier, I don't know you. I wasn't gone. I think you're a crock of shit. But at the same time, I just want to know how you affiliated yourself with the House of Legend with so many people that were in the House of Legend that are now in other houses and people that are still currently using the name Legend are saying that they have no affiliation with you. So how did you use the name Legend upon your name?
No other House of Legend. There was only one House of Legend, and there are probably six people from the original House of Legend who are still alive. So I'm not sure what you mean about people in the House of Legend being in other places, because they're not.
Well, I'm hoping somebody from the House of Legend comes in and chimes in, because it just seems to me there's a lot more conflict with actually this ball, because it seems like everybody actually kind of paid you. But at the same time, I want to know where the house name comes from, because if we're going to be going back to trophies, as Eric Eminence just said, I spoke with him yesterday, and I really think the cash thing is crazy as far as, you know, everybody else. Like someone said earlier about Jasmine hosting and just going, how you came up with this. But at the same time, like Nicole said, did we sell each other out because you were doing the cash, or did we sell each other out because the last name Legend was there? Because I know if I was going to go, I was going to go because of the last name. I really don't care about your cash. But at the same time, if you're affiliated with the House of Legend, I mean, do we get an apology from the Legends also instead of you? I mean, even though you were throwing the ball, you used their last name.
Well, the House of Legend is in my control. And I want to definitely make sure that I said it in the beginning, maybe you guys didn't hear it, but nevertheless, I will say it again that I am earnestly sorry for, you know, not having the event go through. We didn't cancel it. Marriott canceled, but we postponed. Nevertheless, I feel bad because people did spend the money. They traveled. You know, people were really supportive and trying to, and people got excited about the balls again. That was a good thing. I was hoping that would happen too. That was a big thing for me. People were excited about the ballroom again, because people would say, oh, I'm over the ballroom scene. I hate the ballroom scene. It's tired. Damn, we're fighting. I was trying to, and I won't stop. You know, I'm not a person who gives up. But you know, I wanted people to come out and be excited about the ballroom. And I'm sorry that I did let a lot of people down, because they did get excited and they wanted to come.
Oh, no, you don't have to apologize to me. As I said earlier, I didn't believe a word that you said, but I just wanted to just make one thing clear. I have ball tapes from 1991 to 2011. If you need some history research, reach out to me, and I'll give you exactly what you need in case everybody forgets next year or 2 years later, because I won't forget. I will never be there, but I will give you the the history that you need to successfully throw something else in case everybody else forgets. I personally, I'm not that high, so I won't forget anything. But at the same time, I appreciate you do answering the question. Thanks, everybody. Kelly, Tony, Nicole, London, Jasmine. See you guys later.
Okay. Well, shit, I want Jamie and everybody else to have some conversation. I want some fucking conversation for all my motherfucking running around. 678-350, you're live on there.
You got to go bully around the coin.
678-350, you're live on the air. Okay. 718-345, you're live on the air. 917-345, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. This is Letitia.
Hi, Letitia. What's going on?
Hey, Red, you have a lot of nerve because I feel bad for Jamie because she didn't catch on to it. Because you have your House of Legend little group, right? And then you hit me up and you told me that you wanted to sponsor my bar, which I thought was kind of like, at first I was like, all right. But then after I got into it with you and you told me that it was going to be at the Marriott and you got this whole team of people that work for you and this and the other, like, I'm like, yeah, all right. So I had one of my sisters call you just to see if you was legit, and you tried to use my name and tell her that I asked you to promote my bar, okay, which was a lie. Then you had the nerve to text me in the room and ask for me to and everybody else. You had a list of us that you wanted us to promote your bar and to sell tickets, and you would pay us $500. And I don't see who would fall for that. You understand what I'm saying? And I think it was just late of you to even do something like that. Like, I mean, and then you're talking about Jennifer Legend. You ain't mentioned nothing about the Mother Vanity. I used to be a legend. You understand what I'm saying? And it seemed like what you was trying to do was snatch up people and names just to make yourself look bigger. Only person name that you mentioning is Jennifer Legend. That's the only person that you wanted to honor when Vanity was the mother after her, after Angie. Hello?
No, I initiated the house as a tribute to Jennifer. I also give tribute to Vanity on the page as well. I don't discount Vanity or Vanity's contribution. I mean, I love Vanity too.
Okay, but the whole thing is, and then you're talking about sponsoring. Then you told me that you would sponsor the ball, and then you talk about I could take all the proceeds at the door. Who going to put out all this money to sponsor somebody's ball and don't want to cut out of it, Red? Like, come on now. Like, I mean, I would have been pissed the fuck off if I was there at that hotel and that shit would have went down in my name, yo. It would have been on and popping. I am letting you know that now because that is late for you. And even to be, like, I mean, I don't know who does it with the craft or whatever the case may be, but, honey, I throw pebbles, not bricks, which means that if I'm going to get locked up, it's going to be for a year or less. You understand what I'm saying? So for you to be crafting and stuff like that and people not knowing that shit and you got people drawing people into that, that is late for you to even do that.
No, there was never any craft involved in anything that I had done.
Okay, so then what was it? Because you told me, I mean, you saying that it was a contract signed, then it wasn't a contract signed, then you did work there at the Marriott and you had stuff at the Marriott. So I can't understand if they knew you like that, why wouldn't they have your thing there?
That was what I was trying to understand because they were telling me, they told me so many different things.
No,
and
it's
so,
because you was lying about it. I mean, because that's the only, it has to be a lie. You had to have been lying about that, and you had to have expecting people to come through that door with that money. That's what it had to have been.
No, that wasn't it.
It had to happen. It had to happen. You didn't, I mean, like, that is just late for you to even do that. Even the people that had traveled there, I wasn't coming. I sent people there just to see if it was going to go down, even despite the fact that you did say that you was going to promote my book, which I knew was a lie. You understand what I'm saying? I knew that was a lie, but I let you get your life off of that. But I just thank God that I did not let my name go down in that unless it would have been on and popping. Especially if I came all the way from South Carolina to cold New York, it would have been on inside that Marriott, and I'm letting you know that now.
Thank you, Letitia, for definitely calling in, honey. That's a legendary icon, Letitia.
Okay,
Redwall.
And on the lighter side,
of things I'm letting everybody know that I'm giving the ball is called The Night There Never Was, and my grand prize is Use Your Imagination for
$20,000. Bitch. Next caller we have is 443-570. You're live on the air. 443-570, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller? Okay, the private caller is gone. Do we have any other callers that's on the phone lines that would have, like to have anything to say? Feel free at this time to definitely press 1. Because if nobody has anything else to say, honey, I'm going to transition on into my next segment of the night, honey, when I have to go to bed. Oh, shit.
So yeah, well, I'm getting ready to go to bed, so I want to wish everybody a good night. And I just want to say, Jamie, I love you, and I will talk to you soon. And, Kelly, just keep being you. You know I live for you. And everybody else, have a great evening. Red, just take 2 Tylenols when all this is over and say a prayer, and everything will work out for the best. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
704-907, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Marcus again.
Hey,
I just have a question again about the celebrities. Were the celebrities being paid to appear, Red?
Some were being paid to appear. Some were not.
Okay.
Some just because they were familiar with the ball. And they've been to balls, and they just want to come. But some wanted minor compensation, and it wasn't the celebrities themselves. It was the managers that I'm
right.
familiar with and I've worked with that were like, "Well, we want to give them something," and I'm okay with that.
Okay, and were they? I mean, because normally they get paid before you know the event. So
yeah.
I guess at this point, what are you? I don't think a lot of people who threw sticks at you have never really thrown a ball before, or they had any intentions of supporting you. And I do want to say that I can't speak for Deshaun, but when I was speaking on the computer in that group on Facebook, I was basically saying you shouldn't be reading if you weren't planning on tending the ball. A few of us were planning on coming, and some of us are out of money, neither here or there. But would you like to explain to the ballroom community what you – because – let's just be clear. It seems a little funny with the hotel part, but would you like to explain to the ballroom community what you are out of? Because they're making a claim that you are, how do I say this, that you were trying to scheme the ballroom scene for money. And I don't really believe you were trying to scheme the ballroom for money, because to have been able to collect money for the ball, you would have had to have a venue. You mean, like, to be able to, you know, you'd have had to have a venue to at least pay the money. So if your goal was to get 1,000 people in the room and take out $30 and have $30,000, you would have actually had to have a space to take that money. And because the Marriott didn't work out, you know, that wouldn't have worked. And you could have easily moved it to wherever and gooped us out of our money. So I don't believe that was the case. But would you like to explain to the ballroom community what you are out of so they can maybe have a little compassion for you? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure if this was legit, you should be out of something monetarily, and it should be in the thousands.
I mean, yes. I won't count it as a loss. I mean, I put out a lot of money, not so much a lot of money, but I did put out money out of my pocket to pay for, you know, guests to come in, to fly in, to stay in the hotel. And there were people who were, you know, other people who were there who were not necessarily judging, but there were other people who were there who I paid for the hotel rooms, and I continued to do that because I gave them my word that I would. But all of my guests, they will come to the next big one that I have, which won't be for a while. Because I want to, and hear me out, but I won't do that big one for a while because I don't give a fear.
Can I make a suggestion, Red? Can I make a suggestion? Okay,
yeah.
you had intentions of giving out, I think it was $26,000. Is that what it was? It was like $24,000 plus two more, $26,000.
Right.
I would suggest, you know, literally, and again, I've had a lot of balls. I would take literally if you're going to do any of that, for people to even seriously take you to take you consider, you're probably going to have to give out another $10,000 at someone else's function, you know, spread out, and then maybe your people are going to take you seriously. Because some of us flight, some of us, you know, and I mean literally it's going to have to be stuff like that. And then can you address the last thing about the traveler's checks? Were people going to get paid with traveler's checks?
No, that was a rumor. I'm not really sure how that started, but that was a rumor. That wasn't the case. It went from being cashier's checks to then being traveler's checks to then being personal checks. I mean, of course, it just kept escalating. I don't know where it started or where it came from, but that was not the case.
So you had $26,000 in cash on you on Saturday or somewhere.
And that's, yeah.
And Jamie ain't get her money.
Shit, I need to get compensated for my fucking check. My husband got to pay his motherfucking credit card bill.
But why Jamie ain't getting no money then? If that was, oh, poor.
Shit, I'm mad. Y'all keep me. Y'all making me mad and more mad and more mad every time y'all talk about compensated and what people lost. Honey, what about that motherfucking American Express card? My husband worked for the Board of motherfucking Ed. The motherfucking credit card bill is due on the motherfucking 10th. You can't pay American Express $100 and tell them to go on about. You got to pay the whole bill. You got to pay the whole motherfucking bill. The only motherfucking pinstripe suit, her motherfucking hair, her motherfucking shoes, my dress, the new drag queen shit, bitch, all of that was charged to my husband motherfucking credit card, honey.
Kelly, the iCard, Letitia said, damn, shorty, I have some things to sell. Can I get a little airtime? Letitia said, she said,
Market.
You got to up out of this. She needed some airtime. Like, you know.
Market.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm in the red.
Do you believe any of this? So what do you feel? Me and you talking. What do you feel?
Okay. You want me to be totally honest? What I really think happened was there was.
I want to know how you feel because you was coming to work first time in drag for $1,000. So how do you feel?
You keep stressing that, Kelly. Okay. I think what was happening was that there was an attempt was made to secure a venue, and they either it was, you know, made to a credit card or a check, and somehow the payment returned and the event canceled. Like, that would be the only, I believe, and it would have to take, because the hotel would have not posted any type of information, you know, saying that, you know, this event has been canceled. Have said this event has not been scheduled here. For it to be listed as canceled, they had to know about it. They would have been like, the note would have said, there's no such type of event taking place here, or we have no negotiation. So for it to be canceled, something had to happen to that effect. That's just me being totally honest. Red, maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe it was. I would personally have a lawsuit. They'd be giving me a fair venue, and they'd be, you know, that's really what. Well, I would also encourage you to get Invent Insurance in the future. That prevents, you know, that's exactly what Invent Insurance is for. In the event you do have to cancel your event, it only really costs like $150 to. It basically secures you for any funds that you had to spend out on your event. So, you know, when we're talking about doing things professionally, we want to make sure people have the, you know, you were putting a lot of money into this ball. I got one question, one last question, Red. How many people were you really expecting to come to the ball?
On paper, like I said, we were selling advance tickets, but only on paper because we didn't take any money from anybody until we were able to literally hand the stuff over to the people. So we.
Well, let me be clear, because even the most successful ball, like, and I can think back to the Mizrahi Candyland ball, a few of Jasmine's collections balls, the second Carolina Awards ball. At the most, it was 1,000 people there. 1,000 times 30 is $30,000. That would have barely covered your cash prizes. So, I mean,
right.
I knew you weren't doing it for money, but once you start talking about commentators and, you know, so you weren't doing it for money, but do you really think, in hindsight, I guess this is my question, had you not said you were giving away $10,000, do you not think, actually, I think you would have gotten more people there? Because a lot of people think $26,000 was outrageous. Had you even said five, if you were having five $1,000 categories, that's still a lot for the ballroom. It had it been the right five categories, the girls would have been there. And it actually would have seemed a little more, because it looked like $26,000, it seemed almost unbelievable. You know?
Well, let me ask this question. Red, who was your DJ?
Waterloo.
Was he in town, y'all?
Yes, he was. He was.
Okay, so he came down.
He was in New York.
So, I mean, the DJ, where did you get the DJ equipment from, Red?
No, he hired a sound person to come in with all that stuff.
Vaughn hired somebody? Vaughn normally doesn't hire anybody. You're required to get the DJ equipment. He just shows up with music.
No, he worked it out to get, you know, some sound.
Sometimes he does work it out.
Well, he might know somebody,
In New York, Vaughn does.
He has somebody. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he basically gets someone to bring it in. Oh, okay. But
most
he still doesn't bring
in
his
New York,
stuff.
It'll be Carlton. If it's in New York, sometimes it'll
He'll
be
bring Carlton stuff. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Oh, okay. I know we have to get the stuff here. Well, Red, I mean, so what, Red, what is the game plan from now? So, I mean, I know you're thinking about having something else, but people do have a sour taste in their mouth.
I know. I want to make it up to all those people. You know, I want to throw a free event. I'm going to throw a free event, actually. It's coming soon. I mean, I will also keep everybody posted about it, but I'm going to have a free event so people don't come out of pocket for anything. But it's a way to redeem myself for what didn't take place this past weekend because I didn't expect for any of that to go down the way it did. I wouldn't have, you know, gone through all the trouble through all the months to prepare for, you know, for the event in order for it, you know, to see it fail and not come to fruition. You know, the intention now from here is to try to gain the trust of people so that they seem serious, you know? I'm gonna have
okay, well, my red phone is going off right now, and people are texting me, and they want to know, the question they want to know is, how did you not tell the commentator that the ball was canceled? The next question that came through my red phone, because y'all can hear it ringing, next question was, how did you not tell the guy that was doing the fashion show part segment of the ball that it was canceled? Why did he have to find out from me when I picked up my dress? These are all questions coming through my red phone, and y'all can hear it going off.
Those things happened because we were not trying to cancel or postpone. We were trying to push it to the very last second. We were determined to try to find a venue until it got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm just gonna just postpone it, and then I made all my calls and those who were unable to answer that I was sending out text messages. We also put out statements and information at 4:00, at 6:00, at 8:00.
Where was all of that put out? Because I didn't see it. I didn't see none of that. And when the last time I spoke with you, you told me you was gonna call me back in 15 minutes. I didn't speak to you until this afternoon.
Yeah, I was initially expecting to call you back because I was trying to work out, you know, moving everything to where at that point. And then when they called the second, said they did book the Marriott, Brooklyn Bridge Marriott, and then they were no longer going to be able to facilitate our event, then it just kind of like fell apart from there. We were trying to hold it together and trying to find different venues, but at some point I got to the place where I was like, this is just not going to happen. Let me regroup. Let me just postpone and regroup.
Okay, let me say this. I have one question and then I'm going to say something. Why didn't you give it at the Cotton Club or whatever they're saying? Ronnie,
The Culture Club.
Why didn't you give it?
The Culture Club, they said
here?
Jamie got the Culture Club. It was the only thing the Culture Club wanted. And they could have had the door, which it would have been the same thing at the Marriott. They would have had the door, the Marriott would have sold liquor, and the Marriott would have got the ball.
The only problem with that was setup, and the setup of the Culture Club was not conducive to what I was trying to promote or trying to put on or pull off with this event. That wasn't conducive. That's why, and Culture Club, again, Culture Club and the other place in the Bronx, those were our you know, last chance, last resort venue that we were going to try to do the event in. But, you know, the setup of the Culture Club was not such that it would have been conducive to what I was trying, what I envisioned. And I figured if it's not going to be what I envisioned and what I've been promoting, I didn't want to do it. I just would rather postpone it than to do it, excuse my French, half-assed.
Okay. So what about the light?
Let me say something. A few years ago, Ayanna, who happens to have a ball coming up this February, she gave a ball at this place in D.C. I forget the name of it. And I think we didn't get past Legend Statement and Stars before we had to exit that building. In order for her to not cancel that ball and hundreds of people that were there, she took the ball down the street to a hole in the wall where people were standing on top of each other. But she still continued with that ball and gave out her money, even though it was a long, hot, draining night in February, mind you, hot and draining, in the little hole in the wall, she still continued with the ball. No matter what your vision is or how you feel, the ball should be taking place. That last minute resort, for those people that are there, they still need to be compensated, and the ball still needs to go on and continue. I don't care if it's in a street, an alleyway, or a box. It still continues.
Right,
honestly,
right.
To put an end to this, because we all need to just move on from this, if you have the money, like you said you did, those commentators, who were the commentators? Jack and who? Just Jack by himself?
Well, just Jack, yeah.
Okay, Jack needs to get paid what he was going to get paid.
Vaughn
needs to get paid.
Yeah.
Anybody else that needs, they all need to get paid. And I think the houses that you know that were there, Prodigy, Couture, Ebony, you know, those houses, you need to compensate them. That should be your start on behalf of what you plan on doing in the future. Your start, compensate them something for their effort, and then maybe move on in the future and do something small and maybe start slowly building it back up. But that's what needs to happen. That's my personal opinion, and I'm leaving it alone because we can sit here and be Inspector Gadget all night long and they ain't going to get nowhere.
And that was the president of the $5,000 club, baby.
I agree with all of that.
So, Kelly, that American Express card, your receipts, honey, and Rodney, your bus fare and all that stuff, y'all get your things, honey.
And I think that what will happen is once you compensate these people, they'll reach out to Kelly, or you got two of them are hosts on the show, Rodney and Kelly, they'll gladly say that you compensated them in some way, as well as other houses as well. And Jack got paid, and Vaughn got paid, and Ms. Rollins got paid, and Alora got paid, and Andre was coming full force, and he got something, and bottom line is Ms. Rollins got something, Couture got something, Prodigy got something, Ebony got something, Marcus, you were there.
Don't forget Bridge.
Bridge, right?
Yeah,
right. London was there, damn it. And Nicole.
Even if you have to buy London a sweater or something, I mean, do something, child.
Right. I'm fully prepared to do that. And on top of that, like I said, I'm still going to throw a free event for those who are willing to
say
my words.
Rod, don't talk about the
free
event.
I can see Rodney
Gadget. He's still going to throw up. Don't talk about any of that. Don't talk about
it. He's still going to throw up.
I want to be able to give a gift and apologize, you know, in some way. I think just apologizing is a good thing, and it's from the heart, yes, but I don't think that's enough. That's what I'm saying. I want to be able to not just compensate.
But you got to take care. You got to take care of that first part first. And give you what
that
you get
first. Take care of the first part first. The Mizrahis will verify that they got something. The Prodigies will. The Couture's will. You know, the Admonies will. Jamie will. You know, as long as everybody's good, then, you know, do something small. Get with a Friday night in New Jersey, a Saturday night in New York. Do something mini and, you know, take it from there and work your way on up and, you know, shit happens.
You can actually make our Ivonian balls a little popping.
Well, girl, I get ready to go to bed, guys. Y'all have a good night. Red, you have my number, sir.
Yes, I do.
Well, Rodney, thank you for definitely being being here, being a part of this show. I know you have to work in the morning. Thank you for being here.
All right, y'all have a good
night.
Good
night, Rodney.
Good night.
Bye.
Well, I don't know, honey. Like Rodney said, honey, you have our numbers, honey. And baby, I don't have a problem with definitely getting up here on the radio. And Red compensated me, honey, and I got a little something towards my husband, American Express card, honey. Baby, and the bill was paid. I don't have a problem with coming up here and saying that. And I know nobody else don't have a problem with coming up here and saying that.
Right.
Baby, until that happens, baby, I don't think you need to be talking about any events or anything, honey. Because, baby,
yeah, don't worry about it. You know how many times you've heard about it, and it's no shame.
Okay.
Like I said, on the phone. Other
yeah,
people don't get free balls. They didn't get free balls, and the people ain't even go to the free ball. So,
yeah, because, bitch, you don't know how bad, bitch, honey. Me and my husband, our relationship be rocky, honey, bitch. I got red so down, honey. Nicole was reading me down, honey. Reading my, and once Nicole started reading me, my husband started reading me in the car, bitch. It was a mess.
And it's all my fault.
And it's all your motherfucking fault, bitch. I read Justin down.
It's all my fault, man.
Baby, but everybody, one by one, we're going to say goodnight because I got to get up out of here. I got to go see somebody in the morning, honey, and take care of some things, honey. Baby, so can everybody say goodnight one by one because we're getting up out of here and no random order, whoever
baby.
Wants.
Well,
good night,
y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, thank you,
Jasmine. Good night, everybody. I look forward to some future endeavors as far as compensating everybody. I'll make sure that, you know, that happens. So, you know, just continue to be supportive and positive. You know, and we'll work them out.
Okay, thank you, Red. Thank you, Nicole. She left. London.
Night to night. I love all the girls and all the girls aren't cat.
Okay, honey. Well, I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into this week, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I want to thank everybody for definitely being here and voicing their opinion on the situation, honey. I'm going to keep y'all updated on the situation with Red re-compensating some of the girls that was at the function and he knew what that was coming out. I will definitely keep y'all updated within the next 2 days. You know, Monday, we have a show tomorrow night with his classic What the Fuck Tuesday and more mess and more drama. I will also be here on Wednesday listening to Nicole's show where she will definitely be on with her special guest for the week, honey. So I will let y'all know in the next 2 days what had come about with the Red situation and the girls being compensated. I will let y'all know on Wednesday or tomorrow with the situation. I love y'all all for loving me. And like London said, all the girls is not cunt, but I think some of them are cunt. We're going to let y'all go away once again tonight with Beyonce with Love on Top. And I hope to see y'all all back here tomorrow night. Good night.